A prisoner. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 17, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Mwene buloko. Di shedi di amwane tu William Marion Branham, di akayishibwa bwa musangwa kumpala mu angle, mudi satu di lolo, di amatuku digi mwanda mutekete, ngondo wa mwanda mutekete, Chidimu chinu kama chitema wakumia sambo mwini isatu, mubranam tabernacle, mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
And again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Chakabidi mwa bewu, mudina diamukalenga Yesu, nibwakuteleja bienze dibine nene biabukole biu kari weu mwenza kumpala.
And now we stand with anticipation raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Nen kumpindie utribima nene mio ikulu kulu, achi chidichi bandi chidita buja dietu, niditu laba, wakuita buja nebidi bilombi bujilo lwedi nebifidibwe.
God knows each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially Lord, those who are so near death.
Wewe uri mumanya kantu ni kantu ka kudibi. Byonso biri bubalomba. Nanga tutibalombela nanga mukalenga aba bari habwi himene mene ni lufu.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
File di talala mu misuka yabo. Hikala di kadi di anji ku kalamu. File jondo hakumbiri yabo. Enza nanga mukalenga.
Bless our coming together. We pray, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Benesha di sangisha dietu, turi tulomba mukalenga, mudi sangisha di amilombu di amudi satu jilolo edine, pumutu di badi sangisha, bamanye ne muaba onso, udi babidi anye bahitahu badi sangisha, wewene wikala netu.
And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us,
speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Nen kuturi tukulomba mukalenga, wa utuhadidi ya bajulo lwedi. Akula netu mukalenga, nefileluye mumyoyi yetu, mumushindu wa habu au.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Bwatumana mwakudi kazamuna tuetu bine, bwachikondo chine na chichiri kumpala, bwamutu rituita buje ni tuliba seme na habuihi, ne jilwa ya mukalenga.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Tulitukusa kichila mpindyeu, wabantu bakadi babanga kusanga nani, dita buje jijine mushinga kudibu, ne bikale bamanya chiri dita buje jumvuiji.
Knowing you and thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it, that you're going to do something.
Nabikala bamanya, nebakusa gijile mene, buamasangi shachi di kumpala, bikala bita buja ni wewe na wenza chintu compound.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessings that God has promised in this last day.
Mukalenga tulibinjila ni mioyi kulu kulu, puma tukakale, tuita boje ne chikondo chikadi habuihi, chui kala mwawewe kubandisha madidisha ya mujulu, ne kuhongolo la milai di nzambi mulai ya muditu kwedi andekelu.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard, so many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Mpindyeu tulitukulomba mukalenga bwa, bawikale ni bonso, mumatunga onso, umutumvulelweu, babunyi, bamunyungulukilu, miaba yonso, bikale ni majinga, ubahamalomba abu mukalenga.
And we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for this great thing.
Neturitulomba bwakumona chanza chinene chanzambi chikale chenza mujimu habula babujima, munkachi mwaba badibindile chintu chinenechi.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the Lord with thy spirit and thy word, that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service.
Yes.
Obedient service. than the will of God.
Utufolusa kumpeka tuetu, utunyoka mukaleng, ninyuma web, nididieb, ba tuamu namu kudi kazamuna tuetu bin, basa didi ba butumike mudiso janzambi.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Swakubu atwa vuluka ne twa ditajisha ba kwela meji mumyo yetu bya kenza buku di bene Kristo ba kuchibangi dilu.
What type of people would we meet if we met those who had personally been in contact with you? How their faces must lit up with faith and joy.
Mbantu ba mushindu kaya ba tuliba fwaina kututakena nabu. Butoe tumo kututakena ni haba bakadi bobo bin bahitangana neba. Mushindu mwene uvampala yabu ni chakwikala mikenkesha ni ditabuja na disankaswe.
How their lives must have been the living word of God. Just written epistles read of all men as they walked in and among people. God grant it once more.
Mushindu mwene uvansombelu yabu ni chakwikala didi anzambi didi ni moyi. Bikala anu mikanda mifunjilangana ya babala kudibantu bonso. Havababu buwela ni basanga njibu mkachi mwabantu. Zambi enza kuchocha chimusangwe ukabidi.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Swakuba nsombelu yetu itamba kuikala mikukokela. Mumushindu wa nyuma mwimpa mwikala yeye mwina ni moyi kutudi. Ni wakwila kutudi mukalenga.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the street and rub arms with the world. We're not supposed to be like those.
Swakuba twavuluka mumeje yetu ne. Haturi twendele mu misesu bikala tukuyanga na maboko ni bahabuloba. Katone ne chakufanana ni bobo abuto.
We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth.
Kari tuikala tusesuka tuyakulu seka wakuba shile bobo kaba mkalenga. Mumabudi muba kumba nyine bobo hanu habuloba.
You take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into Thank power.
Jesus.
Netukala tuetu tukasomba munkwasa wa hanyima. Bikala babaye netudi bami nyampala bakubula babuku wabo. Tuetu tujini bukalenga bukala mwakwanga tabuko keshi mukalenga.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kingdoms that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Nuetu mfumumune nene afika katataka. Nia kwata makalenga onsu adi mubuko keshi buende. Nenkuyeye na lombola, nia kokesha. Netukala nenda habulo baha, munda mabidi mchinunu. Netukala nenda kashidi.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Bikala ni choche chumumeji, mukalenga, pinje uturi bindi le janda muna kudisambile jetu. Tulituelanga na meji, haditonda jetu.
If we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse
us. Hatuikala benza ninchintu kai chonsu, bamba ninchintu kai chonsu, anibele ni meji kai onsu, chikala chibengangana ni diswadieba dinene, swakubwa masha Yesu Kristo atukezula.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Tulombo la kumukalenga, mwambi mwane tuwabaka jijilo lwedi, habidi bitangile yei ni bayende munjile wakuya ku Chicago.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light to others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Ubalombo la mukalenga zambi, kumwaba udiweo mwakuku watanabu mudimu, wakuikala bubimu nyibi abukenke kudiba kuwabo, balibababata mumidima.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Mpindiewo nyewo tukulambula disangishedi ne diteleje di adi dieba di longolola bo to tukumanya mu kudilongolola bo adi bajine nedi mudina dia Yesu mutu ditulomba ununku. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I was a little bit unexpected at this. I, being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, emergency, I'd feel very bad to be sitting at home and not come to prayer meeting.
Mukalenga kubeneshe, twasakijila mwanetu. Mvanda mbunchi mutekemene choche chito, meme bu mundi aha kwanyi kumbelu, mwamuju mvanda mbune, biobi bushu wakabi hibi kengele meme kuya, mwaba kampanda, mbualu bualu kasa lukasa, mwamufa ina kujumvo bibi be, bumeme mwakwe kala mushala musomba kumbelu, nche indo mwili sangshi jamilo mbuto.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Karimu mshindu kampanda, ndi mwele chintulu ntulu, mshindu vakawiyi mwindile to, wanyi mema mwine, na ashabu wa famii wanyi. Ndi mwele hanya, nunanku, kari kubundula nukwalu.
And so I said, I'm going down to prayer meeting, and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Kena nku mema kwamba ni, na mpweka nyemudi sangshi na milombo. Nengumuka janyi, kavona anshoni diba ya kujula onlebo wakuloto. Nengu, kavoma yini mvondoto.
So, I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it?
Southern Pines,
yes.
Hana nkundi, nidi sanka ya kumvu bujadiki ba mwane tuwaba kajwawa, mwane tuwaba luma, habidi bitangile bukenke buvo mu Caroline du Sud, anji Caroline du Nord, mwa, mwaba kampanda. Greenville, Momo Mwany, Southern Pines, Ayo.
Brother Lee Vale was just here today. I baptized him today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lee Vale, you know, one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Mwany to Lee Vale, for Mwabe Ulelueu. Dimumbatiza Leleueu, Mumutimu Adibatiza, Waleleueu Mwabeu. Mwany to Lee Vale, Unijibamanyao. Nebambi, Babanaka. Money to Parker Thomas.
There was, I remember of the time a sister being shattered. It was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes will let us go ahead and test our faith to see what test others' faith.
Kuvwa ndivu kachikondo kampanda money to abakaji kampanda mwikala mubwiki la kudi mundi dimbi. Chivwa ntishi ndiki chinene. Mwane tuwa bakaji, cha, nyuma mwempo utu, minga misangu, utulekela, tuye kumpala buwa kutete di tabuja dietu, buwa kumwane ni buwalu budichinye, ne utete di tabuja di abakwabu.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see it, they say it's not there. See? But it is there.
Hawdi utangile buludi, chintu kampand, ne umane chintu kampand, ne uchamba, bakwa wabatangile kaba iba chimone to, Badibamba ni kache na huto. Nwamo nwanyi. Kadisi chidihu.
Now there was no one who could see that light that's hanging over Paul. But it was there.
Mpindyeu. Kakufa kumuntu huma kumwana bukenke bubulembelele kumutu kwa Apollo abuto. Kadisi buvoku.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light and form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there.
Muntu na ashe umwe kakamwana nyunyi wankuchi waka tuluka fuma mujulu auto. Mubukenke abu. Mumu enekele kampanda, kulembelela yikumutu kwa Yesu, hakumusha ni yona nka yende. Kadisi uvwako, nwamo nwanyi.
And so, then later, when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I tell them that the evil spirit is dark.
Nenku, hashishe, hanyima, hanvondondele bantu bwali bwabu kenke bubu bufanangana nidi kunjidaka hiya. Muntu na shomwe kavumuso kuchitabuja to. Kadipindi ya udisu dia chamu cha foto, dia jari kicho chachi. Mushindu wakafikachi. Kadinyuma mubi yeye utumufike.
It's just like our lives, we're shadows. And if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
Mbienza menemena numu di nsombeli yetu. Tuwe tutudi mindi dimbi. Ne tudi... Toto bikele bukenke kampanda, hikala nsombelu yetu ikumbanana ni bukenke buwadi tuku, turi tuendele mu bukenke.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun.
Amen.
It proves there is a sun.
Mbienza mene menanu mudi utangi la hambelu wamba ni, ndi mwana diba, munda munye. Udi... Udi umwana mundi dimbi wa diba. Ndiji leji di adiba muchinfu wanyi. Ki ndiba jodi dina to. Kadi chidi chijadi kani diba didiku.
And now, when I see like you sitting out there using fans, talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life, because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow.
Nenkumpindie handi monaha. Bumunu jibasomba mwabawu. Nudie laka hehe ni makahakaha. Nuhikila angana. Achichileze ni nujini moi. Karichila ni mundi dimbi wa moi. Bwalu chintu chonswechi. Chijini chakwikala ni mwidi mamunda mwachi. Bwa kwenza chimundi dimbi. Nwamo nwanyi.
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Bwalu. Bikengala mundi dimbi wikala ni mwidi mabunyi kampanda. Ni bukenke bunyi kampanda. Bwa kwenza chimundi dimbi.
And it can't be altogether dark, and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Na kukache na mwakweka lanu chonsu midima. Na kukache na mwakweka lanu chonsu buke nkato. Hikala chimidima, midima anu ya menemenei. Hikala chibuke nke kakwene mundi dimbito. Kakwene chintu chidi mwakwenza mundi dimbito. Kati hadi bibi sambaka na midima ni buke nke.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting the light from somewhere.
Amen.
Hana nkutwe tutribulelele mindi dimbi ya bukeng. Pindye, we udi uleje mchinfwanyi, moi mufini mwabakampand.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die, because this life has death in it. See?
Hawi kala mwene kilisto, eti chikala mundi dimbi, tijanu tijadika nekudi moi kampanda muudi kuhimu wakufoto. Walu eu moi ujini lufu munda muawo. Nwamo nwanyi.
But it's a shadow, because you're living, moving, creature with abilities to see, think, move, and talk, and the five senses of the body.
Kadi mundi dimbi. Walu eu ujini moi, chifukibwa chidichinyunga, chikale nidikumba nina jakumona, kwele meji, kutentemuka, nekuyikila,
but yet, you know, they're dying, and there's so much trouble. You know, it can only be it's a reflection, see, that there's life and death mixed together.
Kadina shana nku, ulimu manyine, biyo biyabi bifuwa fuwa. Na nku kujiluta tulukole, nujiba manye, chidimuwa kukala nu, ndiji leje jamu chinfuanyi, nuwamonus, jane kudimoyi nelufu bisambakana.
The physical has to die. But if you are reflecting by your mortal life, the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal life.
Amen.
God.
Chamubidi tijini chakufua. Kati hui kala uleje mchinfuanyi, kumoyu webo wachifua kau, bukenke buwabujulu, hadi ibadi udi uleje mchinfuanyi, moyu wachendelele, Zambi.
Then when you die, you can no more really go to that light, because that's what you've reflected.
Na nku haudi ufwa, kwenye ni kuku wabu kuu ya yeto, anukubwine buke nkabu. Walu buo buo wabu kebu uji muleje mchinfuanyi.
If you are of the dark world, you reflect that. And you can do go no other way but to darkness. See?
Yeah.
So we are in a reflection.
Hikala bini we uji wa mubula babu wa midima, kechi uji uleje mchinfuanyi. Na nku uji mwa kwenza, kwenye uye munga njileto, anukumidima. Nwamo nwanyi. Hana nkutuwe tutudi mjileji buweja mchinfuanyi.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects light and life, so does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Nenku turitumonachi. Nenku anumudi bibushu wane nyuma muempe uju leje mchinfuanyi bukenka ni moi, kemu dibine lufu lujulu leje midime mchinfuanyi. Nenku bionsu bibidi mbio biebi.
Tomorrow, by the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there on the billboard. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Malaba, hamba lumingu kujika, hamwa haha tomba kufika muja lumingu, netu diundi sheka foto kake saku kalo wa munen. Baba mwana mwa kumuteka kumbodi wa mama nyisha. Kwa kwaku, foto wenu mukudi kahambelu hahaku mbodi wa mamanyishau. Chenu mwaine, nufu wabamu mwananyi to.
And then, about a week ago in Jamaica, where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Nenku hashishe, nengoku kari bulumingulu jima mu Jamaika. Mumva muye mumudimu wa buambi. Tututu mamika bayamei habula babu jima.
And the seven seals has got back into, way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Nengkubi tampi mwanda mutekete mbika buwele to ni mamamu. Mamamu nkachi mene mene mwa Jamaika. Lwa munda mwa ditunga. Ne muntu amu bantu bachidianu basha jile mene mene. Hanyima ha Blue Mountain haha.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them that you have to, like the old Victrola, crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Ni bantu ba mwina amu misangu miku abo. Bajini chisanji chili chukwatemei hamika ba chituri tibahetela. Kari chikengele buwanuenu pumudi Victrola wakalewu. Kuchele manuvel. Ni hashisha kuchilekela. Kuchilekele chimba mshindu au. Hashisha hanyuma handambu yonsu watu sunsa. Pikele muntu uchele manuvel.
This group had a little battery. A 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder. And it's all sitting together about what's here tonight. Listening to those seals. I believe it was.
Kasumbwaka kavoni ni bateri mukes. Bateri wa volti sambom. Ainchin tubunangu. Wimbisha chisanjachi. Nenkubavua, mababasomba, bonso kaba kamwe. Bihe chile buunyi buturi mwabe ujilo lwe diebu. Bikele bateleja bitampi abi. Ngelemeji bivambiobi.
And while I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it. And they went and got a camera and took the picture of it.
Nenkuhava ngakulahu kumonabu. Mwichibamba luamu, dikunji di akehe di mwedimwe, di buwele, kuya di to, ni hafochisa, jisanga njibu ahu, e kusomba jilu wakumutu kwa achiaku. Keku ya kakebabu uchamu cha foto, ni kuji kwa tabu foto.
And just the same one, there it is, hanging right there, over it. Now we're getting it blow up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Anujodi di mwedimwaji, kijuo jadi, di lembelela ni mwaba u kumutu kwa achisa nja achiaku, Pinje uturipa sabu wakumudundisha, watoma na wakumulamika kumbori wamanisha kwa ka, wanuheta mushindu wakumumona.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our, us into His presence in this day.
Amen.
Now, we are grateful for many things.
Tujine kusakijila kwa bunyi, buangasa wanzambi, ulimutu adibu mubetu, mutu bweje mubike di buende, mutu kwedi. Mpinje utujine kusakijila buwa bintu bia bunyi.
Now, I think I'm looking here and see if I can find some notes or something there that spoke on. Or get some kind of a...
Mpinje u, njingele mejine, nenta hadisu muntu emu, bakumona nindi mwa kusangana mundambu. Ndambu watubeji tunji mufunji na malu, anyi ndambu, chintu chukwa buchinji mwa kulahu. Anyi, kutu hetela kuchikampa anda cha mushindu wa...
I got... Some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord will give me something to say on something. We pray.
Njine mifundu kampanda inji mufundu na shenanku. Hanyima hamumu kanda kampanda. Memu wakuhetaku na sha umwehele. Hamu wahamu kalenga ni ampeshi. Chintu kampanda chakwamba. Hachintu kampanda. Hatiritu sambilaha.
Now, we're under anticipation for our son. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept me here a long time on why Christ thou unto me speak to the people and go forward.
Mpindi ewu tujini miyoi kulu kulu bwadi alumingu. Mumayishe kimundi ngakwila. Nenku mudi alumingu ndimunu la mumukungu mule mwabeu ha. Bwachinyi ujuwele mbila kundi. Akula wambila bantu ni yakumpala.
Now, Sunday is the healing service. Or the sick is to be prayed for.
Mpindi ewu, muti alumingu na kukele disangisi di ajondo ha. Mutu kele mwakusambi jila babedi.
Now you get around to the sick, and there's got to be some reason that the sick, when we pray for them, if they're not healed.
Mpindi ewu, du useme na habu hii ni babedi. Ne nkukujini cha kwika la kabingi la kampanda kadi kenzi ni babedi. Hatu dituba sambi jila kaba yi mwakondo hibwa.
And I want to, if the Lord willing, for just a sharp sermon on Sunday morning. So I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Nenkundi muswe bumukalengi mwakwangisha kuisha nukadisha kihichana na mudi alumingu kabidi mudind. Hananku, nengensi di sangsi dia jonto ha, boku sambijile bantu bons.
And Billy Paul, or some of them will be here Sunday morning about 8 o'clock when the church opens, to give the people cards as they come in the door, whenever they get in.
Nengku Billy Paul, anyu umo wabo, neikala mwa beo mujaluming mudinda, lo hadiba mwanda mukulu, hadi ekelezi ukanguka, wakuha bantu tuarta hadibu benta babuela kuchiyu yahu, anyindiba jonso jabuela buadi.
And now I want to try to believe the Lord has somehow given me a little insight on the reasons why that some people are not healed.
Nenkumpindie uhadibadi, ndimuso kuteta, ndingi tabujeni nashana nkumukalenga mumpesha, kachungu ilu kakesi habidi bitangila, tubingila, tulituenzeni bamwe bantu kabaibondo hibwa.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Nenkundi, ndingele mejini ndi hanga di adyumvwa. Nenkundi, ndingele mejini hamwaha, netokul hachi nachi, mudialuming mudinda, bumukalengwa kwangisha.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Mpindi ewu. Di sangisi na milombu di amudi satu jilolu, di dianu di sangisi di achituwa chihi, mutu di tu di sangisha ni tu sambila, mutu tuenzenzamu, tu suika kanangana hamwe.
Sometimes, I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is the lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Yes, amen.
Misangi mikuwabu, ndi ngele mejine chimwe cha kubintu bine ne chinji nsanga na mudi tukwedi, ndi hanga dia mejima toki habitu di Twitter buja. Nwamo nwanyi.
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what more?
Bunzambi mwema tukwa John Wesley. Wekala mwenze mudi tukwa di bidi ye mwenze lelwe webi. Bifumu wakwekala bienze chinyi. Mwema tukwa Martin Luther. Anyi bakwa abu.
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, and by science, and every move it's in motion, has to recognize.
Bubitu ditumu mwana wenzebi, bijadi kibone kudi ekelesia, kudi nyuma, ne kudi malu wa mamanya, ne kudi mkwaka yonso. Bikengele chi, chinsanga sanga chachi chijingulula.
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Ne didi ya nzambi mwabe udileje cho chachi ne dichamba kumpala kwa cho chukwenzeka.
And then moving up on and prophesying and showing the very things that he said will come to pass perfectly exactly what he said.
Ni hashi ishe chitente muka ni chamba chi profeta ni chileje chintu chine chakamba yi. Chidichilo kwenzeka numene mena alu chivoye mwamba pio pio pio.
And still we sit kind of slowful as if we wonder if that can mean me, wonder if it could mean just the church in whole, what if I'm really included in this?
Kadi toto ba somba nubienzi bubeni ulengu na nkwawu, bubadi badiela nkonku. Ndindi konga ni achi chidimu wakwikala chingamba memanyi. Ndindi konga ni chidimu wakwikala chamba anu, anuwe kelezi ya mukabujima. Anyi, ndindi konga ni nchabushu wa njihanyi, mubadibu mchoche chanyi.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that we might enlighten us a little.
Ngele mejine, mujaluming mudinda, ninteta kwa kulo hamu ya kumei makulu awu, adimafuwaine kutu kenkeshila kundambu.
Now, tonight, I found something has turned to it here for come down. I thought, what a brother never would I get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak, just sit down.
Mpindye ujilo lwedi, ndi musangane chintu kampand, ndi infu mkudibulu lahu mwabeu, kumpala kwa mime kuhweka. Mvwandi ambijile ni, amba tungu mwane tunevila, bumemu wakuhweka kuntu waku, kwenze kabini amba ni, juka uyish. Kriye kushalaka chanu wa somba, nwamo nwanyi.
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures, because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Mema kudi ambijile ni, mbimpa mfunda ndambu wa mifundu, bwalu njimumanyi ni, ye yawo mwane tuwajina nga jabonye, ne tutu tumwangisha.
Before we pray over the word, I want to recognize a brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them, They are here, friends of mine.
Kumpara kwa tuetu kusambila buwadiyi, ndimuse bwa tuetu kwanji kusakijila mwane tukampande, chinashi mwakufulu kajina dienda buwambu tanche uto, badibabidi, badimuabeu, mbalunda banyi.
There are ministers and evangelists in the field going out. They heard these messages by tape, and they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Ba, mbambi ni batangadiki, mbudimi bwa bwambi, batuba hatuka, batubumba maisha, hamika ba yamei, nimbafu menemwe keleje, mishi langana ya chena mangumba, sunga lima ya chitenda ibidi.
The boy is so, one of them so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting, I believe I was in the businessman's breakfast, and a young fella, fine young fella come down, and they're from Kansas.
Na nkusongo lima udi, umuaku dibos, mbimusa nkishabi kwa lemumu shindu wani mwangatende kemulo kutukson matukwa bidia kundekelu kwa disangisha ngele mejine mwasa nganyebo mudide dia dinda dia bena kantuku bianza kinsongo lima wachitende u songo lima wamalu mimpe u kweka yiku mvu waku kabidi udi mbaku kansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Kadimbalo mwabe ubenza luendu lonsu alubwa mema ndo kusui kama bakabo. Mema ndi ngangeshe cho chachi.
To think that people are believing your prayers enough to believe that God would hear an answer. Young people starting out in life like this.
Hakwele mejine bantu badi bitabuja masambilebe. Mushindo mukumbane bitabuja nzambi mufo ina kumvo ne kwanda muna. Songala memichi kale ibangila kumalu ahanu mushindo ewu.
And when they got here for me to marry him yesterday, they find out the state law of Indiana requires them, even though with their blood test, to wait here in the state 3 days before they can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
Nekuwa di boba fika mwa beu, bwa meme kusui kama bakabu, makele lau, kadukulo buku jandula ni mukenji wadi tunga dia Indiana, uji ulomba ni nashamu kadi boba mana kwenza jama teta bwa mashamu, bajini cha kuindile mune mumudi tungedi, matu kwa satu, kumpalo kwa kumona bo mwa kubaswi kemudibaka. Hana anku, mabaka abo, adimwa kusuikibwa anukuditan mudinda.
Amen. And I asked our brother there on the end, if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is, and his lovely little lady there, and the next brother.
Na nkune ndomba mwane tujilo wakundekelu kwa kawawa, ne ujiku mwa kujukila kulu, ne kutuambile jina jende, ne muka jende muteke temuimpa kumona wawa, ni mwane tuwabalu maujulonda wawa.
Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus, God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Twa sakidila yi wa manzantente. Nchabushu wene tulitushingile miloho ya tuana tuane yi. Bwa mudimu wa mukalenga Yesu, mabendesha Nzambi. Bwa kubendesha lukasa munjila.
And as I wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Nenkumema bumundi ndikonka. Mwindi la jilwa diya mukaleng ni mwana songa luma ni songa kaji abitenda mikale ni kiha chila mumoyi. Wakusa jila kilisto, achi sijirichi ntuhisha ni disanka. Nwamonus, hakubwa mwona bajuka mushindwe u. Mukalenga nubeneshe, ni mabanju wonso, mwane tuwaba luma, mwane tuwaba kaji.
Now, let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life. And it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of films.
Mpindyeu tubulula imukakanda kakese kantu nchiku mwanji kwa kula hu kacha konsweku kacha bandela nenku kadi anu nshapi tumuhele chanan mukanda wa Filemon.
And I'm just a little bit Irish. And
And I do have a wire around my bottom teeth to hold a couple in the back in place.
Nenkudi, mementundam bu Irlande. Nenkundi, ndine kakano ke jingile menwa na ya kwinshi. Bwa, kwikala kukalama bidi ya kunde ke luhakabakao.
Sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Mema misangi mikwabo, nchitun shindumu na mena muwa uto, hanji mwanya chabushu wa chidiwu. Nko misangi mikwabo, nchitumu wakua shindumu na muwa uto, wadihanga kulonga jakalas.
So, Philemon, someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Hananku, Philemon, mwambi mtu kampandalo hanyi mahaha, chinjingele mejine kedi shindumu na diya chabushu wa diya dina adi.
Now the first verse, I want to take just a word or two from it. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner. Amen.
Mpindye u, mvense wakumpala, ndinjinga kwa ngatamu mwaku mwanyi ibirichanana. Paulo, mwene buloku wa Yesu Kristo. Nenku kechini jingo kukwata na chumudi mudilo lwedi buchena bualu. Mukalenga mwangi shene, mwena buloko.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner. A born free man filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Mpindye u, nudibafuanyi nekudifuanyi kijila niluta tu polo mwikele ujanga tabu mwena buloko. Muntu mulele mudishika mine, mule ntente ninyoma mwimpe. Kajina ashena anku mwikele udibikila mwena buloko.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. By the will of God. When he's speaking to Timothy and different ones.
Nenkumpindye utritu jandula hadie uambila bena kolintone. Paulo. Mupostolo wa Yesu Kristo. Musanga muko abone, Paulo, musadidi wa Yesu Kristo kudiswa janzambi. Hariye uambile Timote, nibakuwa mbashile shilangane.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul, an apostle.
Mpindi hariye ufundile Philemon, wabeu muambani, Paulo, mwene buloko wa Yesu Kristo. Paulo, mupostolo.
I'd like to preach one night on that. Paul, a servant. Preach on that. And then Paul, a prisoner.
Ndiji nga kuyisi jilo lo kampanda hacho chachi. Paulo, musadidi. Kuyisha hacho chachi. Ni hashisha ni Paulo, mwene buloko.
But tonight, being it, it takes hours to duly consider one of the subjects I'd like to take tonight, Paul, the prisoner. And take the subject of a prisoner.
Kadi dilo lwedi, mumu dibini mbifuwa ina kuangata meba, bwa kuangata chumwehele cha kubie na bwaluabi, mushindu mujalame. Ndiji nga kuangata dilo lwedi, Paulo, mwene buloko. Ne kuangata chena bwalune, mwene buloko.
Now let us bow our heads just a moment.
Mpindye utunyika imitu yetu, bwa katanchika kese.
Lord Jesus, any man that physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Mukalenga Yesu, muntu kana yonsweu, ujine mubidi tumatumeu, ujimu akubulu lama beja Bible eu. Kajanu nyuma mwimpe ke ujimu akumumvuija mubukenke budibibilongo luela.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great mighty prophet Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Turitumulomba yeye alompindie ubwa kutu kwachisha bwa kumvwa ne chine chi chivwa nchini cha kamba mu profeta munene wabukole u Paulo karimwikele udibikila mwene buloko.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Swakubwa nyuma mwimpe atubulile chochechi hatuliba mwindi laha. Mujina ja Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul, when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail down there in the dungeons of this city, a prisoner.
Mpindi ewu ndimu akuri fanyikijila Paulo hakafundile Philemon na mwina mukande ewu mushindu pa yemusoma mu buloko mumana kamuka shoka chimengechi mwena buloko.
And he can well know by his position what the word meant.
Ni yeye vumu akumanya bilonde shilakaba kavoyine mwa kwa uvu mvuje chinyi.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Uvomunyungulu kila kudi milonda ya biamu. Bavua anu bafuwa njina kumulekela mudishi kamine. Anu hava muntu kampanda mufuwa njina kumulekela kuyaye mudishi kamine. Yaya uvomumanyene kuikala mwena buloko nchini.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his present condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Nehashishe kabidi ndingele mejine mupostolo ewe uvo uso kwamba nukakese chana na kayu chamba menemene buangika diluwende uvoyi usanganyi buwa dine di badi auto bumwene buloko wadi kala diende dia musomba mumbidi ewe mwabe ewe buloko ebuto.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will.
Amen.
Being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Kadindingele mejine yeye uvo mutangile ku dikala diende, ku nyuma wende, diswa diende, mwikala mwene buloko wa Yesu Kristo.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the wrong man on, he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agency.
Mpindi ewu. Twetu bon swaba tudibale di bwa bikale ni budi shikame ni bwa kusungula. Bwa kwangata di hangadika dionso di tudibaso kwangata di. Nzambi nguruwenza chine bujala mabonso. Bwa alu, bikengala yeye ateka muntu ne muntu habishimiki di bya momu mwe. Chana na yeye muteka muntu udika yu kenge di bwa ha. Ye wakateka muntu wakumpala habishimiki di bivaka bibi kumbana to. Bumu waka muteka ye mwikale ni budi shikame ni bwa kusungula.
They were just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Nwamo nwanyi. Mushindo awke utu di mene mene di lolwe di bu Adam and Eve. Kakwena kudishi langana to.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Malumimpa ni malumabi yari asanga nyibo kumpala kwa yonso wakutu di. Mo ini lufu. Tuetumba di mwakwenza di sungula di etu. Bolu budi kudi.
See, that's the way Adam and Eve did. And see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Nwamo nwanyi. Mushindo auke wa kenza Adam and Eve. Ni nwamo nusu. Nenku kwenza budisungle dibi adi. Nenku mpindye u kuchocha achi kuwele bubuku wa bantu bonsu. Buku wa bantu bonsu nkong.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that his subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Kihashi shenzambi kutulu kahanshi mumwenekelu wa muntu ne kwanga talufu alu ne kufuta chibau cha lufu bwane bantu bende bafabajinga kwikala badishi kamine.
Now, if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said, I'll save you, whether you want to save or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong basis.
Mpindi ewu, buyeye mutu wangata tuetu, kabiye mushindu wakenza yini Adam ni Eva auto, mutu kokelanu mchintu kampanda chukwa buwambani, nengu kusungile na ashewe umusu kusungidi buwanyi kuyumusua, ahu si yeye wakateka Adam ni Eva ha habishimikidibi wakabibi kumbana to. Nwamonus.
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Kadibi kengala muntu ne muntu waku turi asungu la mudi tukwedi hanka chalufu ni moi. Turi mwaku chenza.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove, your life will prove exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Bumu ngafamu kudi chamba. Hikala bukenka buwebe mwaku jadika. Nsombele weba ni ajadika numene mene ni ujulu seka kai. Bwanyi mema na shwe wamba ni ujulu seka kampanda. Bi uji wenza di tukujonso bidibi jadika chudi.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Nukadi bumbu mvaka sumuinu kakale kani. Nsombele weba duwa kule ni didi kola be. Mumu shindu wa nchi imu wakumvu bujadiki buweba to. Nwamo nwanyi. Bienze di biebe bidibi akula ni didi kola be.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Mema ntumi sangu yonsongi tabuja jele jambile ni ditu hika. Kedi ntonu ngambamba ni, kwikadi utu hika uye mulu kuhita nsombele uji nende. Bwalu baha buloba bobo ne batangi lachi.
See, you must just jump as high as you live. So, because somebody's watching you.
Nujinu monanyi. Uji ni chaku tuhika nuhabula buji nsombele web. Nenku bwalu muntu kampanda uji munkechimu wako kutangila.
And now when people won't come to church, many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Nenkumpindia uhadi, bantu kabakulo mwekelezi yeto. Badi babuni bakudibo, kabakulo kuto. Neba mwa babu, hadibo kabayiba loto, mbantu ba meshi matoke.
They've seen so much corruption in the church until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Bakadi bamona mona dinyangu ka bunyi chana na mwekelezia. Mumushindu wakabachika bijibwalu bwakuya muto.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame them. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Na nkumisangu ya bunyi, tulitokula nuhameji achihansha biyo biyabi, Udimufo ine kuhanga ni hakupa juujila. Nwamonus. Wamushindu udibantu benza malu. Badibikile mudibobena kilisto.
Then the greatest stumbling block that the world's got is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
Bobo kadikichile nduishi di chitamba bunene chikaji bahabula babaheta. Mbaluma ni bakajiba di badiamba mudibobena kilisto. Kadibikile ni nsombele mushilane ni bidiboba laka mukanabi. Chabushu wa mene mene.
That's where the disappointments will be coming as a judgment.
Mpindyeu. Bwalu diteketa jamu maboko ne dikaleku. Jabuni kuchulumbuluidi.
Now, the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Mpindyeu. Ngenza mpekatu yeye. Musu mbishu wa mumusoku guwa malaka hiya. Muna yi watu arti ton frang, ngenda masandi. Ye ya uka kuteke shibu mu maboku to, hakungo di kwa sidi achilumbu chenda ni, nda muka hiya kakashidi. Ye ya uka kuteke shibu mu maboku nansha.
But that fellow who's trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See, that professes to be a Christian and lives some other way,
Kadimulu miana wudi ukeba kusokome na hanyima hamushindu kampanda wadishikule jamwe kelezi yao. Kimulu miana wateke shibu muma boku muditu kujachulumbulu idi nyao. Nwamo nwanyi. E wudi ujamba mudimwe na kilisto. Kadimwikale ni nsombelu wa mushindu mkwabu.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different because he's the greatest stumbling block we got is for that professor. That says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Mbihichi bwani kayiku mulaka nanshemu ina mukanamu to. Kayiku nanshemu banga to. Hamutu hakubanga kadikwikale ni nsombele mushilangan. Bwalu, ye yao kidibwadi achile nduishi diditamba bune neditu jibaheta. Mbwa mulaki wa mukanamu udiwamba mudie, Muriye mwene Kristo kani mwikala ni nsombele mushilangana.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Misangu yonso kwikadi uchinka nsombele webe bilondeshele bunyi wabukwele budi nabu wakwenza kwa bishimato. Kabidika tuene tujichinkila tuwe tubine kubunyi buwajimanya jadiyi di ujinajito.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Kadimisangu yonso ikale ujichinkila utangila hanyima ni ubalulula mushindu wa mamuma adinsombelu mwine uji nenda mpindye wa ukwama. Nwamo nwanyi.
I preached some time ago at a businessman's meeting and Phoenix, Arizona, of the reflection of Jesus, reflecting Christian life.
Bumumva muyeshe kukadi chikondo kampanda, muri sangishida bena kantu kubianza mu Phoenix, Arizona, hakuleja kwa Yesu mchimfuanyi, kuleja kwa moyo wa bwene Kristo mchimfuanyi.
A son was born up here in Kentucky, where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Mema kwamba ni batubandele mu Kentucky emu, Mudi malu machika le mashajile bikole, nanga kale hanchi wa mwana.
And this little boy never had a home like we have here. Where we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Nenkumwana kampanda mukesa wabalu mewu, kavoku kachani nzububu yitu jinayi munemwe mweito. Mutukaji nesonka jiabunyi be milenga kwisu idiani yoyi militangila mumwenu ne munzo bumujima. Bakula mansuki yabo kacha ya lala nibiku abo.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth. And this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Kadiye ya uvo ni kalumwenu kakese kamwehele, kahese kakese kalamika mumuchi hambelu, mwabu vachiba sachari sukuile bilamba chisanganyibwa, mwabu vatatuende ni mamwenda bowela mai, basamu ina hunsuki, nibikwabu, baritangijile mukine kahese kalumwenu kakese kakala, kavakalamika kumuchi aku. Bwa kwamba menemene, kinzubu wa mushindo au tujinende.
If anybody wanted to see a mare, we kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I'd picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Muntu yonso vumuso kumwana lumwenu, tuwe tubana, vivobike engela kuanga takasheta, ni kubanda hachibasa chadisukwile bila ambahu, wakuli tangile mukahisa ka, ka lumwenu kaumvo muangulaku, mema mwina, kudiyala kampanda. Achika chivo mwama muke ntukito, achimu nemu muindiana. Muyutika paike emu.
Now, this little kid has never exactly seen himself like that. So he comes to the city to visit his grandma. And on the tour of the room, the grandma had a house that had a complete mare on the door.
Mpindi eu. Mwana mukese eu kavoku mwanji kujimune yeye mwine mene mene mushindu auto. Nenku, kulwa ye muchimenga, boku kumbuleka kwenda mukaji. Nenku ku, mpavoye wenda wenda kana muchibamba luamu, kaku uvone nzubu mwikala ni lumu enu lijima lula mika muchibi.
And so the little boy running through the room, seen another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Nenku, mwana wabali mumukese u, wenda unyema kana muchibamba luamu, kumuna ye mwana muku wabu wabali mumukese kumpala kwende. Na mwine mwana wabali mumukese u, uvo wenda unyema kana yeye hand. Kiye kujambijile ne, bikengela anji kuimana ndambu watu sunsa, wakumuna chivo mwana wabali mumukese u mwakwenza.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. When he turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Nenku hakimana yi, mwana wabali mumukesa u, kuimana yi. Hawa yi utumamutu kuluseka, mwana wabali mumukesa u, uvu utumamutu kuluseka. Ujikwanya kumutu, mwana wabali mumukesa u, ujikwanya hand.
Finally, he walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement, said, well, mother, that's me.
ndekelwa byonso kusemana ya habuihi wakuti jadikila. Kekukenza kana ye, mamu enda henda nkache wa mutangila, nikakuenda moka jao, bakema. Yaini, munas mamu, smem.
So I said that we too are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Hana nkumema kwamba ne, tuwe tuhe tukabidi, tudi tuleje chintu kampanda mchimfu wanyi. Nwamo nwanyi, moyu wetu ujimuleji wa mchimfu wanyi.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we take in that great day that Noah lived? What side would we take in the days of Moses?
Na nkumpendie, ubutu wetu ni moyu mchikondo cha Noah. Tufumwa kwikala banga tuluseka kai. Tufumwa kwikala banga tuluseka kai mudi tukwa adiji nene jivwa Noah ni moyi. Tufumwa kwikala banga tuluseka kai muma tukwa Mosa.
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great mess of modernism like the modern Jezebel and led all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way and the church and the priests was all bowing to her?
Luseka kai muma tukwa Elia, mu prophet. Hava bulobo buje mabutuki na mumushiki munena wa wansuambeli wachene lelu, bu Isabela wachene lelu ewu. Mwikala mubweja basiri di bonsa ba mukalenga, munjila wa malua buloba. Nekelezi ni baku di bonso ba mwina mina yei.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stood with Elijah?
Uvumu wa kwikala mwanga tulisega lwa jimanyika, anyu uvumu wa kwikala mwimana ni Elia.
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, and no seminary experience.
Mpindyeu, ne mumetu kwa mukalenga Yesu, mutri bafwa ina kuele mejibwa, muntu uva kayi mumanyikeu, kayi mulongeshe tulasta kudibahabuloba, kaku yikibilongo libivopo bafwa ina kuikala bahetani, mkwa kaya ito, kayi kune,
and then raised up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught. And condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Ki hashisha kujuka ni dina dia mwana mulele mumasandi. Kari hashisha kuhatuka wenda uyeshe evangelio mubenga nganini chonse chukavu bubobo balonge shibwe. Mutamba mwina u uhisha bambi ni malongolo diabu ni bikwabu.
And the organizations have made a statement that if anybody even went to hear this so-called prophet would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin. They had to be accounted.
Nenku malongolo diabu amele di jani muntu yonsu wadidinga wayakateleje uribu bamba ni muprofete wawu na ihachibo munsu na ngonga. Chivachika la mpekatu wa walufu. Vubi kengela ba mushiha.
Only way they could worship was under the blood of the lamb. They had to come to this sacrifice and then they were outcast. And what a great thing it was.
Mushindu mwehele ufabumu wa kukukwila uvonu mwishu wa mashia mwana wa mkoko. Vubi kengela kulobo kumula mweu. Nenku fadi ibadi mwafaba mwihata. Kariachi chivanchintu bunenaka hisuwe.
This man ignored such as that. And yet he was perfectly with the scripture, but not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Kadimuntu euka vumute ya kuntema kubina biya nanko wabito. Kajina asha nanko ya yuvonu mukumbala na nimifundu mene mene. Kadika biyi mushindu vabubuwa bubayi manyeto. Nduseka kaa iluvo wewe umwa kuikala muangata. Nwamo nwanyi.
Now your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then because you still are possessed with the same spirit.
Amen. Mpindyeu, kwena, nsombelu webu udi nenda mpindyeu. Udi mpindyeu wanu uleje mchimfu wanyi, chivu mwa kwikala mweza chine chukondu wachi. Bwalu uchi limuku wachi, bwanu kudi nyuma umwe umwawu, wamono wanyi.
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then. Because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Wewe mwanga tuluseka alu mpindyeu, lwabubobu wabu, chocha achi kichudi mwa kwikala mwenza chine chukondu achi. Bwalu, nyuma umwe umwe ujimunda mweba mpindyeu wawu, ke uvu munda mu abantu bachine chikondo achi no amuno anyi.
The devil never takes his spirit, he just goes off from one man onto another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other, see?
Jabulu katuku wangata nyomo wenda to. Udiye yanu umuka kudi muntu ekuye kudi mukwabo. Nzambi katuku wangata nyomo wenda to nansha. Udiye umuka kudi muntu ekuye kudi mukwabo. No amuno anyi.
So the very spirit is upon Elijah, come upon Elisha. Same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Hananku, nyuma mwina vwa hambidi ha Eliyahu, mwakalwa hambidi ha Elisha. Ye umu umu ya u hambidi ha Yona mubatiji, anunanku.
The Holy Spirit was up on Christ, come upon the disciples, all down still upon the people, you see. God never takes his spirit, so there we are left to make a choice.
Nyuma mwina vwa hambidi ha Kilistu ahu, wakalwa hambidi ha Bayidi, anunanku, anunanku, ke uchidi hambidi ha Bantu ewu. Nujinu mwananyi. Nzambi katuku wangata nyuma wenda to. Nengu ke hatu di bashadi le ahu. Wakweza disungula.
And I can see here where Paul was regretting anything. And saying he was sorry he was a prisoner. But he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter, with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
Nengu nchene mwakumo na ha, mwabu vopolo unyengala labu achintu kampa andato. Mwikala wamba, mwabibi mutonda, mwaye mwena buloko. Kadi uvo yeye mwina wambila, ndingi tabuja ni polo, havoye ufunda muka andewu ni kasa la kwa hu, nyuma mwimpa nguvu mumusaka bwa kufunda yachi.
That maybe even to this night that we might pull out the context.
Amen.
Of our text to show why Paul did this, because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Chochachi, hamwaha, na shatoni jilo lwedi, watuwa mwana mwaku hatula jungu isi ya chena buwalu chetu, wakuleze ni mwachinyi polo wakenza chochechi, buwalu nchamu mifundu, nchamu mifundu, nchachendelele.
I believe that sitting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Njengi itabuja ne, mwaye musombe mubloko bwa midima ni manyanu ebu. Paul wakafundila nyanende mwabewu, ni mwana abwewu, ni uvomwene buloko wa Yesu Kristo. Hananku, uvomwa kuchamba, hakumwana bivwa bimunyungulu kila.
Now he was in jail. But that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the Word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the Word.
Mbindewu, yeye uvumu buloko. Kadikinga achi chivayu wambila musadidi wakilistu ewu, mwambi nende uto. Uvu amba ni yeye uvumuene buloko wadidi akilisto. Bwalu kilisto ndiyi.
Yes,
and Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambition.
Ne Paul vumumanyi mune ne wadibala mujitu kujende. Vune kiha chilakane ne.
He was a man that had been trained by a fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
Uva muntu umulonge shibwa kuri bantu, kuri muntu jine dienda Gamaliele. Umulonge shimune ne waditu kudiende. Muchi mwecha kubilongo lubitambo bune ne kufayimu wa kwekala muya.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, they've been taught as a minister of the Word.
Chile jili umutu tutuamba, Wheaton and Bob Jones, and chile ngalu kampanda chichindama.
And he was well educated and smart and an intelligent boy with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. He had an ambition.
Ni yeye uvumulonge shibwa bikole ne meji matwe mwikala kabidi nsonga lima walumvu mwikala ni kihachila kani hamwaha dinga dituku ni ashala mwakwidi anyi mwakwidi mune nebu achisamba chenda.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for and spent all of his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Nankuhashi Sheba Kujandulane Kina Kiachi Lakane Kavobamuronga Shilaka Kawayamuichi Shilamatu Kwenda Onswa Moyaku Hamwa Hakubangi Lach, Waini Bidim Wanda Mukura in Jikumi Tone Kumakumi Bitoku Asatuani Makumi Asatunibitanu Hakajiki Tulasa Tutumbo Kene Kweta Diploma.
Had all these diplomas and everything and stood in good with all the clergy, even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Ni wakaheta maploma enda onso ni bikwabo, ni mwikala mwihetanga na dimpe, ni balombo di bonso ba ekelesi abu, to ni mwakwidi mune ne wamu Yerusalema.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said, and to bind them and put them in jail.
Kuheta imei mamutu mina akudiyi. Meya kudiye mwina mafunda bumvoye weyemena mwina Shaula mune neune kuheka ku Damasek ne kuya kuheta bu bonso bari bakukwila nzambi bibengangana nimu voye ye wambamu kubaswika kubele mu block.
The necessary orders to put him to death if he wanted to. He was had great ambition.
Byo bibikenge dibwa uvoni meyi mamutumina bwa kubashiha hikala yeye muswa.
And that all that he has trained for, God has took it all out of him. Amen.
Karimpindiye ubionso bivubaba mulonge shilabi, zambi ukavu mumumu shabi bionso, nuamonuanyi.
And what his objective was, and what his father had spent his money for, and the ambitions of his father and mother, was all had been taken away from him. Because God had something else.
Nechivo chikele kiechula kend. Nechivo tatuende mutu jile frangach. Nechivo tuihechile tuata tuende ni mamuendach. Bikavo biumu shibwa bionso kudiibualu. Bualu nzami vwane chintu chachanan.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life. And he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ, who was the Word.
Amen.
Kibwa chini uvamwena buloko wa mukavu yemumu kukuhichila kenda kavuena kumalua hanu mukashala mwena buloko wa Yesu Kristo yeye vodi yao.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock perhaps in the day, that he was stricken down, and he heard a voice. Saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Njila wa kudama sekau kushintula la ipolo. Havayo wenda uweka. Hakuhechile diba di kumine dimwe. Hamua hamunda munya. Kwe dibwa ichibula. Nekumvo idi idambani. Shaula, uri unke ngeshabu achinyi.
And he looked up. And looking up, being a Jew, and know that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel, because he knew that's what it was.
Kieye kubanduluka. Mwenza nubanduluka, bumuvaye mwena Yuda, vumumanyene dikunji daka yadi, divomukalenga wakalombola bana ba Izalela, walu wakamanyene ndio diadi.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Elohim, unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was, because he was trained scholar.
Vuluka ine, mwena ebelwe ukavoku mwakwikale mubikele ninchi ninchi ni mukalenga to. Nedilete dinene M U K A L E N G E Elohim Anuye mutu ishibo ni njo diaji Bwale vumulonge shibo mushale mumanyi wadibala.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Nekumwenza nubanduluka ne umonechi bukenke dikunji diakehe diakalombola chisamba chende muche eladi.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, capital Lord, who are you?
Ke kwambeine mukaleng Elohim. Nijilete jine na M-U-K-A-L-A-N-G. Mukaleng, we udi nganyi?
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian to say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Kanini hahuka kahi. Divu mumanyi wanzambi umutula seimu kukala muheta. Hakamba yene, mema ndi Yesu. Mwine uvayu uluishe bikolau. Diku vumuka kahi usue.
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man. Amen. That all his ambitions that he had, to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Ka, si chivuni cha kwikala chintu cha chikwajisha boba muntu ewu. Bwa tuhechile tuende tonsu tuweinatu, bwa kujandule jaka mwane, ukavu yeye ukenge shangana.
His ambitions that drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Tuhechile tuende tuvotumutuma kule mene mene ni chintu cha mushinga, chivuye mwelele mehi bwa kwenza.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Kadin chikuma bunena kahi chivoni cha kwikala chenzeka, bamu postolweu, hakamba yene, mema ndi Yesu, mwene uvayi ukenge shaus. Uju unkenge shabu achinyi.
Another little quotation we might drop in here. You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church, they are making fun of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Kadi kakwa buka kese kamba katudibafuwa inakwela muabeu. Nujinu monas, hadiboba seka ekelezia, mubushu wabu abualu king ekelezia uribu baseka to, badiba seka Yesu.
Why persecutest thou me?
Udi unkengesha buachinyi.
How could Paul then with all his intellect believe that this was that this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claimed to be serving?
Munyimuva Paulo hadi badi ni mamanya endo onso amumutu awu mwakuita buje ne echi chivwa ne chisumbu chivwa ye wende ukengesha echi kenzambi mwine uvayi wambani uju kwa chile mudimu.
I think that without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen.
Ndinge lemejine achichidi. Nchi inyamudi susulure diabualuto. Nge lemejine tuetu bonstu dibalonge shibwe bikumba na bwa kumanye chinji nshinga kwamba mwabeu. Chintu chimwe chimwachi nchiri chenzeka lelu anda yewo.
Paul, through ignorance, yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Polo, kudihanga, nashananku, voni lumu, nemejimatwe kuhita bena ngalela, bavakaba yibalonga tulasas, bavayuke nga shabu, bakava mudiduweka shadiabu, bamano kwa kijila muntwe bumukaleng.
But Paul, in his great teaching, in his intellectuals, could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Kadipolo, mujilonge shibwa dende jine nene, mamanye enda, mumutu au, kafamu wakuita buja achito. Kadindikufu mukakahi, divuni chakwikala dimwenze kela munjileu.
And he was stricken blind, so he would not carry out his commission, but was led down to a place in a street called Straight, in the house of one.
Na yeye wakafujibu mpofo, mumu shindu wakachika bidimu wakufikisha mudimu, mumu tumana wawukundeke luto. Kiriba kainende bendaba mulombo luto, neku kaba kampanda mumu sesu vodina ne mulu lame, kunzibu wa muntu kampanda.
And then come the prophet down there by the name of Ananias, who saw in a vision him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Kiheshisha mu profeta kulwai, jina jenda Anania. Wakamona mchike na kumona, yeye wende uhekao. Kumona ye kufayu sanga nyibwa. Kuheka kuye ye kufayu sanga nyibwa ku. Nekubwelai.
It said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Kwa mba ini, mwane tu shaula. Mukalenga mkumo ina kela hova wende uheka ninjila. Muntu mameme, buwa mkutente kela bianza.
Be one of us.
Oh.
But What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice the mercy.
Amen.
So now, with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Mona iku kavu ye. Ebu sumbwa lubwa di kema budini chakwi kala buenze kala polo. Nwa mono anyi. Bine bionsu biakalonge shibwa ye. Bwa kwenza bi biakalo bi kudi mukangane. Ni hena ngumpindi ewu. Ni tulase tonsu tuakalonge yatu. Biakalo nuchije nguche tuwe chukudi ye.
Now he knew that he had an experience. So here's another good lesson for us. That experience alone isn't enough.
Amen.
It's got to be our experience according to the word
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Mpindye u wakame ine chivondi labula yeye mwenzi. Hananku dileso ne dikuwa budi mpendye jibotu tuetu. Diane, dilabula nka ya dikindi kumbana to. Bikengele chikale dilabula bilonde shile didi ya mkalengi.
So him seeing this and know that it was a great something, then if somebody else had received it before him, he took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Hananku, yeye hakama na icho chechi, ni hakama yene ichivon chintu kampanda cha chinene, hadibadi, ni kampanda muku wabo ukavu mudi anjila kuchiheta kumpala kwende yeye, kwa ngata ibidi mubisatu ni ngondo isambombo, mwama muchihela cha arabi.
Taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament, and going down there to compare this experience that he had had, and see if it was scripture.
Kwangate yanu anu Bible mumushindu vayi musangwao dihungile dikulukulu. Nengo kuheka ye muntu amu bwa kufanyikisha ye jilabule diaka heta yedi bwa kumone ni divwa dia mumi fundu anyi.
Amen.
Now what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
Mpindye wamba itungu. Buye ye mwamba ni, Ngelemeji ne chivanu nkadiku bakubaka kesa chanana. Kadiku tungunuka yanu ni luendu. Mema nendonde biya mumutu wanyi.
Now, he had to become a prison to something. A prison.
Mpindye ubiya kakengela abuele mubuloko bwa chintu kampand. Mwene buloko.
So after comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews as a type.
Nenku hanyi mahamumana kuchifuanyikisha ne kumona. Kabine bikemeshe to hakafika iye kudifunda jamu kando wa ebelu, muchifanye kizilu.
See, 3 years and a half laying in the word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back and changing all of his interests.
Nwamo nwanyi, bini mubi satune chitu hakuntu wako, mudi adizanu mudi, ne ujandule ni nzambi mwine vumumubi kilawu, uvumunkechi mwakumu aluja, ne ushintulile bionso biende bia mutu abi.
Changing all of the earth's body, already trained to be all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him.
Amen.
And he became a prisoner.
Ushintulile bionso bivoyi kumwele le meja abi. Bionso bivoyi mulonge shibwebu wa kwikala abi. Kihechile kende konsu waku. Kubi kuhula mutu wende, ne kukushale yi mwene buloko.
The love of God had been so tremendous and such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Dinanga dia nzambi di kavo jine ne diye ni mwanaka. Ne di bulule dia mushindu au, mushindu wakayiku mwa kushi yangana nadito.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Kedi la bule dilelele dia mwene kilisto yonso wachabushwe u, uru samba kene ni nzambi ndiadi.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. You get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Uri utu ilangana ni chintu kampanda chachini nane nala. Mushindu wa wewa wa wisha ala mwene buloko. Kupiko wabu bionso. Nwamo nwanyi. Ushi yangana ni bionso wa wewa kudiela mubuloko wa chochechi.
It's expressed one time where Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells everything he's got to get that one.
Chakambibo musangu kampanda uva Yesu mwamba ne, Bukalenga bwa mujulu budi chintu kampande chifananga nani muntu udi usumba masanga. Kadihadi usanga nadi sanga di adine nadi usumbisha byonso bidi enabi bwa kweta di odiadi.
And that's the way here you have an intellectual conception. You have a theological experience.
Na nkumu shindo au ngudibi mwa beu. Udi nini mwene ni wa mumutu. Uhete jile bule jamalu wa Zambia mutu lasi.
But when it comes to a time that when you really find the real thing, you just cut out everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Kadi hakadi bibi kafika hadiba kampanda didi uhete chintu chabushua. Udi usumbisha nbiku wabu bionso ni udi kangile nkaye bubwa chochechi.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
Paul wakamanyane chivwanchini. Wakajandulene ukavu muswiki la kuchintu kampand. Mushindu tututwela tubalu munkanu ya bukontononyi. Bidimwa mbwa koko kuko kachintu kampand.
And Paul knew as this experience and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he had with the Bible.
Nenku Paul wakamanya. Hanyima hajila buledi, nebidimu bisatu nechituha, biadi fuanyikija, diadila bule, jakenza yadi, ne Bible.
He realized that God had chosen him and has harnessed him by the Holy Spirit, the experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself harnessed him.
Wakafika kujumvo ni Nzambi wakamusungula, ni wakamuswika ni nkanu ya nyuma mwempe, jile bula jakenza yaji, gwa kukoka ye evangelio kumpala kwa babisa mbabia bende. Nyuma yeye mwine, mwa musuika.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed, hooked up. We can't go without being with us.
Amen.
Harnessed to the word.
Nenkulelu eu, bubasadidi bakilisto, tulitusha la basuiki ibwe, baka la mija. Katu yimushindu wa kuyeto. Batume eku ni eku anini chochachi. Basuiki la kudii.
No matter what anyone else says, you're harnessed to it. There's something about it that you just can't get away from it.
Na shininga nyimu kwa mwamba chini. Ujani musuiki la kujodiadi. Kudichintu kampanda kujodiadi. Chani kuyiku mwakudishi yeto.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost has yoked you to the Word, and no matter what anyone else says, it's the Word.
Ukadi mwedi ibo kuchiko kedi chimanadi. Kuri nyuma mwimpe. Mukusu kile muchiko kedi kudii. Na shaninga nyumu kwa mwamba chinyi anudii.
That's always harnessed up with it, put in a yoke with it. To the Word by the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Achi chitumisangu yonsu anuchi swika hamoni jodi adi. Chele muchiko kedi ni jodi adi. Kudii, kunyuma. Keku vaye musuiki ibwe.
He had learned on the backside of the Arabian desert there. When all his former things and experiences and ambitions had been stripped of those things.
Okavu moyile loku. Kulisaka luku wabulu wachihele cha arabi yaku. Hadi ibadi bintu bienda biyonsu bia kumpalabi. Ne malabulawu, ne tuihachila. Nibakava mamuvu le bintu abi.
Now, that's what we find today, that we must be stripped first. And people don't want to be stripped.
Amen.
Mpindyeu, kemo aba utu ditusangana lelwe une, bikengela banji kutuvula diambedi. Kadibantu kaba tubaso kufudi iboto.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah. The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching. Amen.
Mwane tu wabame tudista muswa kushala kache wala matandambu kujilonga shedienda jabame tudista. Aha. Mwane tu wababa tista muswa kushala kache wala matandambu kujilonga shedienda jababa tista. Nwamo nwanyi.
But you've got to absolutely be stripped of everything. And just born again afresh and take up from there that the Holy Spirit leads.
Kadika kuyimpata tobi kengele bakuvula bintu bionso. Wikala numule dibo chakabidi. nenku kwashile lo ndumwa bawo ushile nyuma mwimpo bulombodi.
You can't say one out.
My daddy said when he got in, went into church, he shook hands with the pastor. He's a good loyal member.
Kuimwa kwamba ni mpindie u papa wanyi wakamba ni hakabwele ye hakabwele mwe kelesia wakalabula mpasta kuchanza yeye utuchidimba chimpe chalula matu.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Chichifo chifo ina kwekala chikumba na buwachisa chabobu. Kari tuwe tutulibene chisa chikuwabu. Nujini monanyi. Mpindi ebu tujinabu mbwa kwa lukila kubikonto bya Biblia buwaditu kwedi.
The priest was harnessed too. But you see, they come over into another dispensation. And they fail to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
Ba kwedi ba babasuiki bobobu habu. Kajini nujini monanyi. Bakabu babuele mchuhungu chikuwabu. Kadi bahanga mokuvu ulankanu yabu ya kale ni kuvu alankanu mihamia.
In the same thing we find today, we did come through a denominational age. As we proved through the church ages, the Bible and so forth.
Na nkuchintu chimuachinti tutusana lelu ewu. Tulichabu shuaba hichile mchikondu cha chena mangumba. Bumutu ajadi ki mukulonga kwa bikondu bia ekelesia, Biblia ni bikuwabu.
But we come now to a free age where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known, makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Karituriba figa mpindi ya mchikondo chini shika mine. Muri nyuma mwempa yeye mwine mwikele uweke ni ulishindikila yeye mwine. Ne ujimanyisha yeye mwine. Wenzebu animula yuonsu wakale ya yi ukumbana. Ka ekele kele.
And he knew that another thing, he knew he could not go to places that being harnessed to this that he would not, if he didn't, he wanted to go.
Nenkuye wakamanyane, chinga chintu, wakamanyane kavani mushindu wakuya kumiaba kampanda to. Nibumfa yimusu wiki bukuchua chechi, yeye kakwikala mwa, chwa yewe nzenza,
he knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren. Where he was invited to come, and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do
Amen.
Something else. He wasn't his own.
Wakamayene kihe chila kende kavua kamuko kamunka chimwabana babo mufayemu bikidibwe bwakulwa kalimwe kalimusu ikibo munyuma bwakwenza chinga chintu.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Hamwa hamuntu vomufwa ina kwamba ni, mwane tu Shaula, mwane tu Paulo, tulibasu wole kuneku, walu tuwe tumba jine kelesi ya udimu tamba bunene, tuwe tumba jine disangisi di tamba bunene, milambu ya kwele labu ne ikala mivumvuke, nibiku wabo.
But being pressed in the spirit,
Amen.
He thought, I got a brother over there, I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the Spirit pressed him to go somewhere else. He was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Karibubu vayu sakibu munyuma. Vuhu jambijila ne, njini mwane tukuntu kwaka, ndiji nga kuya, buwa kusungi la mwane tuewu, mufikisha kuli mukalenga. Kajina ashana anku, nyuma uvuanu musaka wakuyeye kwa chanan. Uvu mwena buloku. Mene mene.
Oh God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition. And from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Hey, Nzambi. Tuvuisha kubena buloku ba mushindu wa u. Utomu shakutuhi achila tuetu. Tuabudi suatu. Nekuye tumishindu ya didi chinkila nganani, we tumishindu, wa mutamba buimpe, wa didi elele meja u. Bwakwika la mwena buloku wa Yesu Kristo.
I think that was a great statement for you. I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the word. See?
Ndinge la meji ni hachichivwa, ntishimbidi yi, chani, ndi mwena buloku wa Yesu Kristo. Nenkuvuluka ine, yeye udidi yi, nwamu nwanyi.
No matter what anyone anyone else thinks, it's the Word. See, if you're a prisoner to the Word. No denomination can sway you from it. It's the Word, you're a prisoner to it. That's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Na shamuntu kampanda muko abumwele mejikai. Di ikedidi ni buwalu. Nwamo nwanyi. We mwikala mwene bulo kuwa di yi. Di ngumba na ashe di mwaka di ena kumwa kukutanka kaja kukumusha kuto. Di ikedidi, kedidi ni buwalu. Udi anu, udi mwene bulo kuwa diyo di adi. Kwa jiki. Bu udi nabu mbwa kwenza malu mudi diyo di adi dienza.
Now, he cannot go certain places that he wanted. Because why? The Spirit forbade him.
Amen.
Mpindi ewu. Kavamo kuye kuminga miyaba ivo yemuso kuya ito. Bwalu, bwachin, nyuma uvo umuka andika.
You remember many times that Paul would try to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Ngoriba vulu kene misangu ya bunyi, Paul uvo uteto kuye mwaba kampanda, ujambijile ne, kekundi mufuwa inakwenze disangisi jine ne, kari nyuma uvo mwakumuka andika.
Now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ, harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Mvindeu, achi chidi chamba ni tijadika hatoka ni Paulo vo mwene buloko anyi. Mwene buloko wa Yesu Kristo, musu ikile kudi idende, kudi nyuma. Ka, ndi musu achi. Aha.
He was bound by a chain, by fetters of love, to do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He was a prisoner.
Uvo musuiki bwe. Uvo musuiki bwe ni munyololo. Ninka nu yadinanga. Bokwenze diswadi anzambi na nujoji nkayadi. Uvo mwena buloko.
He was in a fetters of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Uvumunka nu yadinang. Uvumuchuko giri chimwane kilisto. Kavumwa kwenda muchuko giri chimwane chintu chuko abunashe chimwato. Uvumwedi bu muchuko giri chimwane ende.
And where the leaf went, that's where he had to go.
Amen.
Regardless of how green the pasture looked on this side of that side, he had to go the way the leader in the yoke went.
Nenkuku vobulombo di buyaku, keku vukumuke ngele kuyayi. Nashimu vamalu matamba kule ngele ekwa nye ekwa mu, bivibi muke ngele kulonda injila muvamulombo jine chuku kedi bende biyamu.
Tonight, if we as the tabernacle,
hallelujah,
could only become prisoners.
Amen.
To our own self-esteem, to our own ambition, that we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to him.
Ka dilo lwedi, twe tubu branam tabernacle, twe kalahu mwa kulwa bene buloko, kungi ke jilwe tu twe tu abudisu, kukihe chile ke tu twe tu, bato mwana wakujile kele la mukabu jima, ne kwe di bo muchuko kedi, basuiki bakudi ye.
No matter what the rest of the world thinks, what the rest of the world does, we're yoked with fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Na shaba kwa bahabula ba muakwele meja bishi. Na shaba kwa bahabula ba muakwenze chini. Tuwe tutudi bedi ba muchuko kedi chankanu yadinanga. Tudi bena buloko.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't end.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ. Till I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
Makasanyi matamba kwe dibo muchuko kiri cha Kristo. Mumushindu wakai imu wakucha kumajeto. Meswanyi matamba kwe dibo muchuko kiri cha Kristo. Mumushindu wanimema. Handi anumona bajiba majeba diba vule ni bilamba bachene lelu waba mumusesu. Chochachi jichitu mamutu wanyi kuluseka.
My
heart is so yoked in love to him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Moyi wanyi mutamba kwedi bo muchuko kedi mudinanga ni musuike bo kudiye mumushindu wanchi kumwa kwikala ni dinanga bwa malu habulo bebu to chakabidi.
My will is so yoked to him that I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Diso diani nitamba kwedi bo muchuko kedi chend. Mushindu wanchi kumena manyampindye une tuhechele tuanyi tudichinyi to anune Konso ku wa lombo la we waku nendo onde mukalenga. Nengi kala mwene buloko, nwamo nwanyi.
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost, again, to wait on the word.
Paul uva mwene buloko anwetu wa menemene wo. Kavaku ya yewa hatula biyakula kule biyachana na to. Uva mulonge shibo kudi nyuma mwimpe. Kabidi wakwike la kwindile diyi.
Now he was trained one way, but God had trained him another way now. He was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord. No matter what his ambitions were.
Mpindyeu, ukavu mumana kulonge shemu mushindu kampanda. Kadi nzambi, uva mumulonge shemu shindu mukwa mpindyeu. Uva mulonge shibo kudi nyuma mwimpe, wakwike la kwindile mukalenge, na asha tui hajale tuende tui kala chinyi.
Now I'm going to help the Holy Spirit show you something.
Mpindye unangi kala kuliku wachale kudi nyuma mwimpe, mwakunu leje chintu kampanda, nwamo nwanyi.
Now let's just take an instance. One day Paul and Silas coming down the street in a certain city where it's holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Mpindye utonji tuanga tai chilejilu kampanda. Dinga dituku, Paulo ne Sila. Bendaba weka ni musesu, muchimenga kampanda, mfubu benzele jitabuluja. Kekana kabaka jika kwabu, kakwata kudibademo. Kekwenza kenda nukamulonda, kenda kele mbila hanyima hende.
No doubt what Paul knows that he has the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Nengo kawi mpata tobo, ani Paulo, uvumamanyi ne uvone buko keshi, yeye bumu postolo, wakutandisha nyuma mubiawu kumwi hata munda mwamuka jao.
But did you notice he waited day after day until all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Amen.
But this is the hour. Then he said, thou Spirit come out of her. See? He knew to wait on the Lord.
Kajinu kajiba monanyi. Kwendele ye kudituku ne kudituku. Toni diaka mwavu nyuma mwimpe kwa kula nenda wambani. Kediba njodiedi. Kiyeye ne wewe nyuma hatuka munda mwende. Nujuni mwananyi. Uvumanyi mwa kwendele mukaleng.
And there were so many people that bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that?
Amen.
Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord's got to say.
Nenku kemwa bau di bantu babu ni leluanda yewu bafuisha di ibundu. Badiba hatuka bayabika leni kihachula kampanda. Matabuluja buni kaya kadi mashieshi ya chihanshi chetuechi babualubu nanku. Babualubu tangadi kikene windi laku bakumwane chidimukalenga ni chakwa mbato.
Some of them said, come over here. And they go right now because the association says go.
Bamo ba kudibu ba di bamba ni vila kuneko. Habu bamba ba yenu jaka mwalu nsangilu wambini ndako.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different. Yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other, or some elder or some bishop or something would pull him. You must go. And yet he knows better the Holy Spirit than go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Henda nyuma mwimpa su mufuaina kwamba chintu kampanda tishilangan. Kadikia chila ka muntu au bokulwa yi mukulu wajitunga, anyi chintu kampanda chikwabu. Anyi mukulu wa mushindu kampanda. Anyi muepistiko po kampanda. Anyi chintu kampanda chifuaina kumukwa kene. Ujini chakuye. Nenku, nasha nanku, yesi mumanya chidi chitamba buimpa. Nyuma mwimpa mwikala wambane nda eku. Nwamo nwanyi. Mwedibu mchiko kedi chabulongolo jibwende.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's left by the Holy Ghost. He's yoked a prisoner.
Mwena buloku wa bulongolo diabu. Kadiyeye mwedibu mchiko kedi musu ikibu kuri Kristo, ujulo mbole dibu kuri nyuma mwimpe. Yeye, nujini mwananyi. Yeye musu ikibu kuchiko kedi mwene buloku.
No matter what anything else says, it's It's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God, and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Chidi muntu kampande mukwabo wamba kachene ne chidi chintulula to. Chidi tujanu tujanu anbumwadi wa chamu chakabanda ni byamu bilibo kubakaja. Yeye uli utelejanu didi anzambi. Ni ujua kula nu hadi jo diadi hatuka. Kene wamba bolu na shibu moto.
Somebody say, oh, Brother June, Brother Roberts, or some of these great men in our land today, like Tommy Hicks, or old Roberts, or Brother Tommy Osborne, some of those great evangelists.
Muntu kampanda wamba ni, ka, Mwanetu Jones, Mwanetu Robert, anyi kampanda. Bantu bane naba muditu nga dietwe dile Luanda yeu. Umudi Tommy Hicks. Anyi Rolo Robert. Anyi mwane Tommy Osborne. Mwane bakuba tanga diki bane naabu.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy. You're a great man of God, Oral. And I got an uncle that's laying over here that's all bound. And he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have
Muntu yeye mwakwamba ni ambatungu lwaku nekusu Tommy wewe usu udi muntu mune wa Nzambi anyi oral nekumeme meme nyewu njini nitatu mukwabu mulalika mwabeu musuiki bobikole nya udi usama ndi musoba wewe kulwa ndingite bujini wewe udi nidikande ya kumondo ha nomo nwanyi
and maybe the Holy Spirit would say to him not now.
Hamboa hanyuma muimpo mufo yina kumwambile ni mpindye uto.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Kajina shana anku, anubu wabulundu budie nabu ni muntu awu, Yesu musuhi kibubu wakuya inende. Yeye kayumu yeto, urusha ala mwene lukuna kudi muntu awu.
That man said, well, he went to so-and-so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Amen. If he's up to God.
Muntu wawo mufanyina kwamba ni, yeye wakaya kuri kampand, kondo hayi mwanao, anyi mwana wabalumao. Mema sinji mumayi ni wakaya. Kati meme utumulunda wende wabijimu. Nwamonus, kayuso kule kwanyi kumbele mema to. Kati hikale mwenze je kubukole kudi nyuma mwimpe bwa kaito. Mbimpe kaito. Hikale musuika kuchukwa kedi chanzambi.
His friend he loves. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow.
Yeah.
I experienced that so many times.
Mulunda wende ujani mumunanga. Kati bikengali hikale mulombo dibo kudi nyuma mwimpe bwa kukuya. Walukadi akwenze chintu chimpe to, tuambeku. Memantu, mulabula, bia nanku misangbunyi shanan.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do. Wherever the Spirit said.
Kadi Paulo yeye vwanu windile bwa nyuma amwambile chadienza. Mwindile nyuma, mvoye wamba.
He stood one night preaching and walked out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. How? The same way he perceived is going to be wrecked upon an island.
Wakashala kacha wimana bufuku kampanda uyisha. Kekuwa tuka ye muntu amu, kumana ye muntu mule mumu kwa umuika le chikalaba. Kejaka mwa, nyuma kwa kula nende. Kekuwa mbani, ndi jingulula. Mushindu kai. Mushindu umwe mwaka jingulula ye, nibavomu wakuhete njiu ya mazuwa u. Muchisanga kampanda. Nwamu nwanyi.
I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ, and make you well. There you are. He was yoked.
And then she ngulule ni we uji ni dita buji di akondo hii bwa. Juka wimana kolo. Yesu Kristo wamanyi kukondo ha. Nwamo nwanyi. Kebwa lobus. Ye uvwa. Uvumusu wiki boku chiko kedi.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened. But yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to save. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Uvamufu wa ina kwekele mwenzi di tabuluja di alumingu lujima muntu amu kadichintuna si chimakechi ichenze kato. Kadi wakindile buwa nyuma mwimpa amba di. Nwamo nwanyi. Yerevo musui kila kuchukwa kedicha dibi kila adi.
Now you say, Brother Dan, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time. But you remember it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road and said, I'm sending you back amongst the sick and the
sick. Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Mpindi ewe ujuwamba ni, mwane tubranama, wewe suka aduhi isha chuvo wamba muja alumi mwachi chani ujuwe wanu kachiwindi le chikondo chonswechi. Nenkuka di wavulukane uvonyuma mwimpa uvumwa kula nanyi munjile momwa wambani ndinkutuma nkuhinga jemunkachi mwababedi ni benan tatu nwamo nwanyi nkwikala nebutumike kudi nyuma mwimpa chabushua.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now,
that's
different. Now, that makes a difference. Yes.
Nchivuwa nye havo yika yi munga ambile ni nyeto. Mvo mwindila emu mudimukalenga wamba. To ni hangavu kuheta emu mudimukalenga wamba. Mpindi ehu achisi nchishilangane. Nwa monwanyi. Mpindi ehu chochachi achichidi chenza di shilangana. Eyo.
He waited for the word of God. He was pressed in the spirit to do only God's bidding. Then he become a prisoner. Of Jesus Christ. Friends, if we could only come
prison. Yeah, yeah, vo windy lady, bo kwenza yanu di dituma dia kudin zambi. Hadi badi kekushale mwene buloku wa Yesu Kristo. Balunda banyi. Twikala humwa kushala bena buloku suwe.
That was hot. But I like to name a couple more characters.
You
would have got about 6 or 8
row
down. But I'd like to name just another character too.
Ndimumaine kujiru ilu kole. Karindi, ndimuso kutela kubantu bakwa babidi. Bunene mwakuswa. Ndinabu mukulu bafunda mwa beu. Karindi, ndimuso kutela mukwa bumuntu umwe anyi babidi chanan.
Let's take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that. That he was born a deliverer.
Twanga tayimuntu bumos. Wakale di bobu musungi di. Yeye mwene vumamanye china achine. Wakale di bobu musungi di.
But before I say about Moses, I'd like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Kadikumpala kwa umema kwamba bwa mose, ndijinga kwamba di yedine, bitubi kengele misangu yonsu bwa nzambi kwa ngata muntu kana yonsu ewu wikele mwakumu kwa achile mudimu bulele la bwakwikele mwene buloku wende.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything his life, soul, body, will, ambitions and everything else and become a complete a prisoner to Christ who is the Word.
Amen.
To serve God.
Bikengela muntu walekelele kihe chile konso kedi inaku, chonso chidiye, kantu ni kantu konso, konso, nsombelu wenda, musuka, mubidi, diswa, tuiha chila, nibiku wabu bionso, nekushala mukabu jima, mwene bulo kwa Kristo, yeye udidiye, boku kwa chila nzambi mudimu.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization, you might think that they could lift you up and give you something great. If you might pray.
Before you know quickly became a wewe kwenda mushindu bengangani nidye badidi chinkila dadi tamba buimpadi. Hamwaha mubulongolo di kampanda. We udi mufuwa ina kwikele udi ambijile ne mbafuwa ina kukubandisha mwanzu ne kukuha chintu kampanda chachine ne chudi mufuwa ina kujileza nachi.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Karinchini chiwudi wudi sangana. Wudi wudi sangana wukadi muchumuni ibwe. Hani mahamatuku. Anuto ni hadin zambi ufika ni kudiheta muntu. Wudi musoku shala mwene buloko wend.
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it through the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
Zambi wudi munkachi mwakuke bebene buloku. Kechitu yimwenze nze misangu yonsu. Nudibafuwa hende kuchikengkete mumifundu. Bikengele muntu ikele mwene buloku wa Kristo. Bibengangane ni chintu kena chonso.
Therefore you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Kibwa chini kwenye mwakwikele musu kakeje kuchintu kana chonso to hakumusha kilisto. Na shata tweb, mamweb, mwanin wabalume, mwanin wabakaji, bayeb, mukaje, ba anyi nganyi.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only. Yeah. Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
We udi musu kakeje anukudi kilisto. Ni anuye yenka yende. Hadi badi, nzambi dumo kukwa taneba mudimu. Kumpala kwa hadi badi, kwenye mwakwa ngule mpasuto.
Lord, I sometimes speak up, rough the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Hantu mpatuka misang mikwabo, ntunga mba bantu mei mashile, nwamo nwanyi. Ndi inke bobo kunu fikisha kudikosoloka.
You must have a starting place. Like sometimes called out the women, bobbing their hair and wearing these clothes and holding and maintaining their Christian profession.
Bikengele wikele ni mwaba uji ubangila. Bumu di misang mikwabo, di tandisha di abakaji, ba di babebulan suki ya bo, ni bavwale bila mbebi, karibika la nukacha, baku ateni balama di tonda jamu di bobe na kilisto.
Say, that's a little thing, but you gotta start somewhere. So we get right there with your ABCs. And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow, and become a prisoner to Christ.
Bambani, akusin kantuka kes. Bikengele ubangile mwaba kampandes. Hana nku bangile hii na huu, ni abese yebes, nwamo nwanyi. Nenku kosoloke ni mwene kelu ya bahabulu bayi, tombeku tombeku. Nenku ushalo mwene buloku wa kilisto.
And then just keep on cutting loose everything. The final, the last line's cut loose. Then you are a prisoner. Then you become in his grip. He's got you in his grip.
Nenku tungunuka, nuku tungunuka, ukosoloke ni bintu bionso, to ni ndekelu wa bionso, hikala nshinga wa ndekelu, ni chakukala mukosa. Hadi badi, udi mwene buloko hadi badi. Urusha ala yeye mwikala nukache wakuhia. Yeye wamanyi kusha ala kacha nwakuhia.
Now, Moses knew that he was born to deliver. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him only that she was his nursemaid?
Mpindyeu, Moses vumayine, wakalidi bubu musu ngidi yao. Uvu muchimanyi. Kajinuka vamona, nekiha chila kava mosa naku, mumayini mamwende ukava mumuambile kwa kanaka, bumo vipini yeye keu vama mwende mudishi.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses, when your dad, Amram, and I pray constantly.
Kaku yimpata to, hakalidiba mosa, mwana mukese wa mudibo kwa wu, kihaka muambile mamwende ne, udimumanya, weo mosa, havwa, tatueba Amram, ni mem, tufotu sambile kumusangu ni kumusangu.
We know it is seen in the word, it was time for the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliverer. One night the Lord told us in a vision, that you would be born, and you would be delivered.
Tuvoba manyene, tuaka mwana mudi yine, diba dia dilo dia musungi dia u, dia kakumbana. Ketwe tukusambile ne, mukale nganzambi, tulibaso kumwana musungi dia u. Bufu kukampanda, ke mukale nga kutuambile muchikene kumwana ne, we uvu ni chakule dibwa, nene wikele musungi dia u.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. We didn't care what the king said. Then we know that you were born a deliverer. Now Moses, we know that we can bring you upright.
Katu akaheta buo wabo mkenji wa mfumu nansha. Katu akachuka chivu mfumu mwamba to. Hadi badi tuetu kumayene wewe uvumule di bobo musu wangedi. Mpindye u mosa. Tufuba mayene. Katu wamu akukukuleshe mumu shindi mujalama to.
I remember they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Mpindye uvuluka ini. Bakava muntu wa mubidi munka mainai mu Egypt wa mu. Nwamu nwanyi.
And we wanted to get you the right thing. The right education. The right training. So, I took you and put you in a raw art and set you out into the night.
Nenku tuetu tufuni dijenga di akuku hachintu chijalam, nkole silu mujalam, jilonge si dijalam. Hananku, nema kuku angata, ikukwele mukabu watu kakesa, neku ya kukuteka hamusulu wa nil.
And how strange is the current, taking that little art down through the reeds and rushes and brought it right down miles away and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace where Pharaoh's daughter was, where her bathing pool was. And how that I know that she need a woman to raise him.
Kadibolu buwadi kema kinkwaka kwa ngataka buwa tuwaku kukaweke shila mumalengi ni nkodi ni kukaweke shato ni kuinshi ntanto wama ya kilometa kati kukanyungulula e kukabweja ni munzu buwa bukalengu wapalo mufo wenda mufo mwana wabakeju wapalo havadishi badienda di ajowela mai ni mufo bine mfumanyi nenei kala dijinga ni mukaji waku kukulesha.
And in them days, of course, they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so
they'd
have a wet nurse. So, and Miriam, I sent her down and she stood there. And she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse. And come and got me.
Nenku, Miriam, meme kumutuma kuinshaku, kekushala mwema na muabawu, kwamba ini, mema njimu manye kundi mwa kuheta ndeji mwa mushi. Kekula yikuwa ngangata mema.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now. And you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday, you're going to be the deliverer. That's going to take the people out of here.
Nenku Moses, bibi byonsu mbikanga, mwana nyuwanyi, ukajine bitimujiku mini bisambo mpindyewu. Kajwe wakiwika la mwana wabalu mwapalo. Nengu kumpa leku, uwe kiwika la musu ngidi wa hatula chisambechi kuchumushe mune mwemu.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother. I'll study everything I can.
Tuiha chile toa mosa kubanga tukubanda. Nindonga kalasa, mamu. Nindonga byonsu bingala ni mushindu wa kulongabi.
You know what I'll do? I'll study how to be a military man. And I'll know how to take these people out of here.
Urimuma ye chingenza, nandonga bakushala musalai.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. And I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Nengi kala kalala kaba salai, mu episkopo. Nenkunemanya mushindu ikala bimwa kwenzeka. Nenku nempatuka ni chisambachi. Nempeta maploma anyi a PhD, anyi LL. Kichingenza.
My father's Shinnicky. Have you ever read his book? All right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, when he become one himself.
Mbienza bumu mpele Shinnicky. Hikalabine nuka adiku babali bikanda yenda. Eyo. Yeye ki wasu ngila bende misho nyibons. Vidiba manye. Karikulu kushale yu mwabo, yeye mwene.
So, this great priest years ago. Father Shinnicky, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him father. It's just brother Shinnicky what it was. We don't call him father. Like that.
Hana anku, nsasedo sumuneneu, kukadibidimu, mumpele Shinnicky. Bifubike ngala nuenu kuheta kumukanda wende bakubala. Bamubike leni mumpele. Yeye wudi mwane tu Shinnicky, muvabi. Tuetu katatutubike le muntu ni mumpele to mshindu au.
So we find it. That he's going to read the Bible. So he can get out there and disprove the Protestant religion. The big law Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he got the Holy Ghost. Then he become one of them.
Hana anku, tulitusangana ni, netuetu, uvune chakubala Biblia, mumu shindu au, uvua tuka kwaka, wakuleja bubibwa, ntendele luwachene mishonyi, kerikubo vweja bonso bene katolik. Kerimuenza anu ya kabala Biblia anyi, nyuma mwempe kumutulu kila, kweta yu nyuma mwempe. Kihadibadi, hadibadi kula yu mwabo.
So then, notice this, that Moses got all the training because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. There was nobody. He could even teach the Egyptians.
Hana nkumura ibualu ebune, Mosa kwete jilongeshe John Swadi, bualu yeye ufumumanya, ufani mejima tobe, mulonge tulase dikem, nimemanya mumutu buinchanana, umushindu wane, kakui muntu na ashe umwe, ufumukumbana na ashe kulongeshe bene Egypt.
He could teach their psychologists. He could teach their generals what military might was. So he was a great man. And people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Mumushindu wane, ufumukulongeshe ni bamanyibabu, bahiluke, bamaluan sombelu. vumokulongeshe tulala tuwabu tuwabasalai ni chivabukule babusalai nchini. Vumuntu munene, ni bantu babubachina mosa au, babune nebuende.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop, maybe like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Ka tulasa tulonga tuwa mushindo au, ekele kele. Vumu episkopu munene, anyhamuahabu papa mwine. Vakabamba munene.
And he knew that he was born to do this, and had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Ne vumumanya ne vumuledi bo wakwenza chochechi ne ukavumulonge shibwe ne kihetele kene ne bakuchenza.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools. I don't say that like they're out here in the West now they're going to build $150 million school of theology.
Pentecostal, $150 million school. Chilangelu chachi yilan dola million luka mani wakumi atan.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen.
But whatever.
Bwanyi mema, ayi sivwa yaba tujile ba missionary mubudimi buwa buambis. Nwamo nwany. Kadibyo wibine.
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? Bunch of rickies. This is that. And then, that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Chidibo benze nchini hadibo batuka muinamu. Badi chini, musumba wabariki, chabushu wa menemena. Nihadii badi, mushindo au kiu hadibo mwatuka. Kemu tibi misangu yonsu, boga wabakudibo. Kabili chidia ndela nganyo imo imuayi, nuwamo nuanyi.
Now we find out that when Moses in all his training, and today with all the training, making big bishops and so forth, a great high ambition. What do we do?
Mpindi e uturi tujandula ni hina hu mosa mukulonga kwenda konsweku ni lelweu ni kulonga konsweku nufui jangane bipiskopo banene ni bikwabo kiha chila kanene katumbuke chitwenza nchini.
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Tuiha chila tuetu tuamba kulomene mene anumufa tuwa mosa tu nuamu nuanyi.
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all of his training.
Nzambi, kumpala kwa yeye kuheta muntu wa umuchanza chenda, bifubi kengela kuanjii kumuvula kihechila kendaku. Bifubi kengela kuanjii kumuvula maluangende onsu au.
He did go out, and he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Kuhatuka ichabushua, ne kusungilanga nei. Kushayi mwene Egypt umwe hel. Nenku yeye, nenku hakenza yachi, kujandula ne, uvumuntu hakanyi. Kavumwa kwenza achito, kimu shindu wa uvabito.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert. A desert place. You notice? Kind of strange. How these fellows that God got a message for them, he takes them into a desert.
Kiku kengela bibuanzambi kumuhatula kuyanenda muchihela. Muchihela. Mumuabu wachihela. Nujunu mwana, bieza bubidi bikemeshas, mushindu udi balumianaba badinzambi nabu ni mokenji kampanda, uriye nabu muchihela.
He took Paul to the desert.
Amen.
To train him. To tell him what all this great vision was. Out into the desert. Watch a certain desert.
Wakaini polo muchihela. Bokumulongesha. Bokumwambele ni chikene kumwana chinene chonsu achi chivwanchini. Hambele muchihela. Hatuka uye muchihela kampanda.
And he stayed there. Until God fully made known what to do.
Kikushale imuntu wa mutoni hakamuha nzambi di manyamu kabujima di achadienza.
And in Moses time. He took him out in the desert, kept him out there for 40 years, and stripped him of all his theology. nor his ambition.
Nankuchikondu cha Mosa, yaye kumuhatula kuya nenda muchihela, kumulama kuntua kumunda muabidi mumekumia nai, ne kumuvula jimanya denda jonsu dia nzambi dia mutula asadi, ne kihachila kenda konsu aku.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure. And how we tonight ought to do the same thing. When we see our ambition.
Ka chikondu ka isuwe. Chivoye mwa kuhinga jamesu hanyima kumona dihangile dienda. Ni tuwe tu di lolwedi. Muvwa bibi kengele tuwe tu kwenza chintu chimachimuachi. Hatu ditumona kiha chila ketu.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Tangila hii kampanyi kajondoha. Numone ni mukalenga mwenza bushu wa chintu kampanda mumundambu wabidi mvisha lebi. Bokubanga kwa luju lui leba bedi jondoha. Nibi kwa abo.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Bantu bonso. Bulongoloji ni bulongoloji bonso. Anubwalu chua chachi kinchu buwele mubulongoloji buwabuto. Biaka kengele badi hete la mondo hikampand. Kenishtu walu kwenze nchini. Tuanja hiku tangele buwalu wabu katanchi.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Tualu kwenze chintu chimwejimwecha kenza mosa achi. Tulibaha tuke kari kwenze ni mwetu monso.
I smell a disease. I got blood in my hand. And a manufacture of miracle.
Lord help
us.
Ndi mununkile mumbo muhuye wadisama. Ndi ni mashimu chanza chanyemu. Kari kukwa takasha chishima.
See, and what have we got? Son of a man in such hard straits has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got to remind.
Nwamo nwanyi, keri chitua hechi nchini. Bamwe baku bantu bikele mujulu bakene dikole. Mbabu lukangana kedi kuluwa baku achiki bamala bama tukuonso. Banyu muluka mitu, nibaku di muna mejabo.
And switched all the way back to from the Pentecostal objective, back to making organizations and things again.
Nenku mbaku di muka balu kile chanyima, bumu kakuki hechi la kachena mpenta, balu kile chaka bidi kujenza jamalongolo dini bi kwa bubintu.
What have we done? Slew about one Egyptian. That's right.
Nomo nwanyi. Chituri benza nchini. Bashiha mwene Egyptu bu umwe hele nanku. Nchabushua.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings so we had no voice.
Kite tukuteta, tuwe tukulubakana, tuwe tukufuta, tuwe tukuyoba. Kuyimu masangi shamilombo abufuku bujima to ni mutu alu kushala ni mei mahata.
And try to manufacture something, soup up something and all these kinds of things and find it to be a total failure.
That's
we
right.
We need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Nenku kuteta boku kwa takasha chintu kampanda. Neku tuntumike chintu kampanda ni mishindu yonsu ya bintu eyi. Kadibalo kusanga nene chidianu dihangile di amene menedi. Bidibitu kwengele jalu kile muchi hela. Chabushua. Eyo simukaleng.
Fightings and struggles. Why not just give up? That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Jaba ni didi suba. Mbwachini kubenga nukubile kele mwini. Kechipo chikengele unwenu kwenza. Nwamonus. Kwa lu kile chanyi makadi kubile kela.
What we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did, it doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Nwamonus, tulibenza chintu chumachimo cha kenza bubobu, chintu chumachimo cha kenza mose. Kabine nidikuwa chedine to, hanyima habidi mwoku mianai kurisangana yimwene buloku wadidi ya nzambi.
What are we trying to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all of these great things that God has told us about how that we must be born again? How we have received the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here.
Chituri tuteta kwenza nchini. Hii na ahu, dibe nesidi nene dihatuka, nedimwene shibwa di abintu bine nebibi wanzambi mutu ambile, mutu jine chakule dibo chakabidi, ne mutu jine chakuhete nyuma muimpe, dibatiza mujine dia Yesu Kristo, nebintu bionswebi mwabewu.
You see, people, instead of staying to that word, harnessed to it, what do? They started with their own denominational theory, which has already failed, and try to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help it.
Nujinu mona bantu hamutu hakushala bala matakudi yadi basu wiki bokudiodi baribenza chinyi mbabanga ni dilonge sheju kwa takaje di abubobo di achena mangumba dine dikadi di hangi ladi dikala batete kukwa takaje chintu kampanda wa chochi kufuanangana ni bulelele.
I better cut off right now, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done. Think of it.
Smichi buni mema mwima nyikila ni mwina mwabao. Nwamo nwanyi, ndi mutu shibane nujine lunga nyilukumbane wakuma ye chinji muso kwamba. Nwamo nwanyi, kadimo nas, tangila inu mwane chidibu alwe bubwenza. Ela na imeji habu alwe abu.
What have we got tonight but a nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God.
Amen.
Who would call the light of the Holy Spirit that it was a mental telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church?
Chitu di baheta nchini jilo lwedi. Hikala chika chiritu nga julan tenta ni bantu badi enza bulongolo di bikala bafile mifundi ya Nzambi. Bafuwa ina kubi ikila mwoyi wa nyuma ni chivuwa ndubuku. Bafuwa ina kubenga chana nkwa wabwa kubwele chimu wabu ekelesia.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge that, your challenge to come into the
Lord.
Ni bobo kimba fwa ina kukwita bila bwa wewe kuteja na ashe didi mwehele habi nibitangele diminu janyoka. Jiku vibwadi achende lele, ni bintu bili nyuma mwempa mubulu lene mujadi keni ndito. Ndi mwele lakadyombu, hakadyombu, wakula kundeje ni mbyamafi.
What have they got? The same thing that Luther had? The rest of them? See? Slew an Egyptian.
Chidiboba heta nchini. Chintu chimochimo chifonachi luterachi. Niboko wabubabo. Nwamonus. Bashiha mwene Egypto mwehele.
What much? What was it? Maybe make some man stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Nchini chini chikengela, chivuwa nchini, hamuaha wakafikisha muntu kampanda kudibanga, kujilekela buivi, anyi hamuaha, kudikela ninsombelu walu lama tukidi muka jende.
But what did you make in all that? A church member. Come and join our group. See?
Kati chukadi mumuvuja nchini, hakumushe chinachi. Chidimba cha ikelezie. Lua ushala mwene chisumbu chetu. Nwamo nwanyi.
Was only thing you point his fingers to. Of his success of 40 years of training. A stinking Egyptian. Laying there rotten and dead.
Muntu mufo ukavununka uke chende chintu chumwehele chivayimu wakwikele ufunku inangana minu bune kidende jakalenge jakatuta yi jabili mokumia na yi biajulonge shibwa. Mwene Egypt wa ununka mulala mwabawu. Mubola ni mufwa.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this revival that's crossed over so close is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot-top and all about a gypsy
knife.
Chidiano bumu shindwa u, dibidilo lwedi. Chintu chumwele chitu limo kufungu inangana. Bodita buluje di. Dikari di shintuluke di. Mudibumu wakudibikila. Musumbu wabidi mbabi ya ikeleze, bidibi nunge bi, bidikabi bi manya Nzambi to, anumu di otanto mufu wa inakumanya mwanu wa bene Egyptu, wa mafu kuchinunu ni bumwe. Chabusho wa.
That we tell them about the word of God, they say, I don't believe that. I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Amen.
Yeah. Bobo binabu, urimufu wa inakubambila bwa didi ya Nzambi, bambani, nama chitunga itabuja chito. Bambani, chudu wamba na shichika lechinyi, nchene nchitabuja to. Nwamo nwanyi.
That's an awful thing to point back to. For all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Achisin chin tu chidi achibela chakufunku inangana chua kenz. Bwajilubaka na jonsu ni didi suba ni bionsu bitu jina biebi.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We could point to an organization, but it's dead. It's stinking.
Hamuwa hatriba fwa inakufunku inangana chilongele chinene. Kadisin chifwe. Triba fwa inakufunku inangana bulongolo jikampanda. Kadisin bufwe. Subukadi bununka bibi.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of, like a hog going to its water and a dog to its vomit. When we turn back, one dead Egyptian.
budi anu mudi chintu cha kumpala chitu akete huru kanachi. Anu mudi ngulubo yu mubito chibiend. Ni mbo yu kubilu chibiend. Hatu di tukudi muka hanyima. Mwene Egyptu mwe hele mufwe.
No doubt but somebody says, Moses, well, have you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this somebody that knows Moses. And that he was called for that. And God, have you lost the feeling of the people? No, sir.
Kaku impata to hakamba montune. Mose, kuchende kabidi umvoluta tulwa chisambanyi. Wewe usuwa mubi kidi buwe mbwa kwenze chi. Muntu kampa andavu manya Mose. Ne mumanyi ni chivobobo mubi kijile ncho chachi. Kadi kwena, ukari muji mize jumvo jaluta tulwa chisambanyi. Tom kaleng.
Well, why aren't you out on doing this? Why aren't you out trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Bwachinyi kwena muha tuka kwa kaa munga chimwa kwenze chikampa anda. Ni bwachinyu kwenye muha tukahambelu waha, uteta kwenye chikansanga. Ni bwachinyu kwenye utu ngunuke ni bakwa bubabo.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise, and I've come down to deliver, and I'm sending you to do it. That was it.
Mose wa usanga nye bwahambelu waha, uvudibwa. Toni hakaheta idila bula, dia kachihuka kabakatema kaya. Kakamba diyi, ndi nzambi wa Abraham, Isaac ni Yakobo, nengavulu kumula yuanyi, nendi mutulu keba kuba sungila, ndi nkutuma weu ba kuchenza. Chivoncho chachi.
He's seen the work. Not the ambition of the people, or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Yeye wakamona diyi. Kinki hachila kachi sambanyi, majinga hachi sambato. Hashisha yei wakalo chinyi.
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner. Amen.
Kachivwa kabidi muso kukunga mangana ni bene Egyptu to. Kachivwa kabidi muso kukunga mangana ni chintuwe chito. Kari wakalo mwene buloko. Amen.
40 years of falling, stripped down, but then he became a prisoner. At the burning bush, the mighty Moses, with all of his intellect.
Bili muma kumia nai biadi nye makana, biadi vudi bua, kari hashishe kulwa yimwene buloko. Kukachi huka kavakatema kaya, Mose wabukola ni mama nyenda onswa mumutu awu.
The Bible saying that Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed, down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Amen.
Yeah. Bible mwikala wambani, Mose vomuntu wabukole, mudiakule ni mubienzedi, mwe Egypt mwamwa. Karita angila inu mwane chakenze mwumanyini wamalu anzami mutula sawu, mubwikadibu wakachuka, kapakatema kahia. Ye wakatonda nudihanga kukumba na diende.
When he seen the genuine purpose of God, he confessed that he was ability to do it, yet he was trained in all the theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in their best school.
Hakamona yeki hachila kalele la kanzambi. Wakatonda wamba ni to. Kari habi, ya yesi vumulonge shibu mumalu onsu anzambi, amutulasa akaheta vumushindu wakumu awu. Mulonge shibu mchilongu ni chabu cha chitamba buimp.
But yet what could he do with that pillar of fire hanging on the bush?
I can't even talk. Amen. Amen. Chivoye mwa kwenza nchinyi havo yi. Di kunji di akai hadi. Di lembele le mukachi hukaku. Ye kwamba ni. Chene nansha nkumba ni mwa kwa kula nendeto.
Lord, who am I that I should go?
Mukalenga mema ndinganyi. Bwa kukengele bia nubwa mema kuya. Nwamo nwanyi.
Get your shoes off, Moses. I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Kuhole bisabata bieba, Moses. Ndimusu kwa kula nebe. Anji divuula. Nashe bisabata biebabi. Uri mwalu kila hashtag kabidi. Ndimusu kwa kula nebe. Kaina anshe ni mushindu wa kwa kula to.
I are elected prisoner, an elected prophet, just like as Paul was elected. Moses was elected deliverer, and then finally God had his elected subject, a prisoner. prisoner to him.
Ndeke lwa byonso mwene buloko musungula mu profeta musungula anmu ba Paul mwikala musungula mu mosa ba musungula musungidi kihashishe ndeke lwa byonso nzambi kuvuija muntu wende musungula u mwene buloko wende ka haleluya.
The word of that movie. Amen.
Who shall face that me? I am. Yeye anu hawa didi anzambi mwaku mutente muna. Ne ingambari uji muntu manganyi. Ndi.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Nangenza munyi. Nengi kala neb.
Yes, Lord. Just as you say, here I am. Oh, my. That, he's a prisoner.
Eyo mkaleng. Anu mudi we wambamu. Keme mewu, ka ekele kele, achi mwene bulo kwa wu.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, if it trains the commander army.
Udi uye bibe ngangani ningele luwende wa meji. Wa mutamba buimpawu, mpindye uye ukavu mulonge shi, bobo wakututumine chilu ilu diye.
A sword's up, about face, train the goal, chariots all in order, spears forward. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Miele ya vita mulu. Kudimukai. Mulonge shi bobo kuya. Makalu wa mvita. Onsema mulongo. Mafuma. Atangisha ikumpala. Asai. Au kimu shindu ujiewu ya kakwa tangana. Kechi mojilonge shi bote in the church.
But he said, what am I going to use? What's got in your hand?
Kari kwa mba ini. Nenku wata mudimune chinyi. Yeni chuji na achi mchanza achi nchini.
A stick.
Dikombu.
God does things so ridiculous sometimes to the human mind.
Zambi utumisangu mikuwa buwenza malu mo kutakana be buwa meja abuntu. Nwamo nwanyi.
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down. 80 years old. Wife on mule. Kids sitting on the hood.
Uvani dikombu mchanza. Ni mweri chihamba. Nebili mweku mwanda mukulu. Mukaje nda hakampunda mwana musomba kulubesa.
Little flabby arms hanging down a stick. This is his set up where he has thus saith the Lord. Ah, he's fired your anchor.
Tu bogo tukese tukula kaji tufata lala tulembeleja hanshi ni dikombu anukache wele mutumulu bwalu voni emu mudi mukalenga wamba bwachinyi ndekelu wabionso ukavu mwele ni longu.
He was a prisoner. I only move when the word moves me.
Amen.
I only speak when the word speaks.
Uva mwena buloko. Nentente muka nuha ntente mune diyi. Nenga akula ni mwaba wakule diyi.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Showing of this stick. In God's name.
Kuya yankwehi. Ndine mudimu mwehele muntu manawu. Kuima na kumpala kwa palo ni kumuleja ni dikombu edine nzambi ngudi muntuma. Amen.
What do you want to say? He'll provide the next thing after you do this.
Chue za nchini hanyi maha chinach. Ile ngwa alo ngulele chintu cha londa. Hanyi maha memu mwana kuenze ichi.
You've only got one thing to do the first step tonight, surrender. Become a prisoner. Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner.
Kibwalu mwabu, uriwewe ni chintu ni chumwehele cha dienza, chidye cha kumpa la dilo lwedi, kudilekele la, kulo mwene buloko. Kwedi mejubwe bewe umwina anyi buwa chintu chukwa buto, shala mwene buloko.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Moses kulo yi mwene buloko. Kutonda yi ni mvoyika ina nshemu wakwa kuleto.
Finally when God got him in his hand, where he could only move, or God moved.
Ndekelu wa byonso haka muheta nzambi muchanza chende. Mvoyima wakutente muka anu mwaba uvo nzambi mwakumutente munamu. Mwabawu.
He told him the word. He knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word. And the Holy Spirit, their God, harnessed Moses to the will of God.
Yeye kumuambile di. Kumanya ili chivo di. Kei kudishie muko kele kudi. Na nkunyuma muimpa mwabawu, nzambi, kusuikile imosa kudiswoja nzambi.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Kechintu chimo chimwachi cha kenzele hi Paulo. Nchabusho wanyi. Wakaswika Paulo.
Little crooked nose, sarcastic Jew. Oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, oh, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer for the word's sake. Amen.
Kena yuda kakesa ka diulu jiko nyangale, kelu lui dianga nyika, kikala ni maploma PhD, ni LLD mafunda hambi jajima. Kriye wakamba ni, mema namu lejo di kenga dia kenga, ibuwa bolu wa diyi, no amonwanyi.
And then Paul sitting there and seeing the word, and seeing that that was Jesus. Then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The love of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Kiyeye, nekuhashishe polo musomba muabau, umwana di, nemwikala umwana ni chivuwa nyesu, kikwele ibianza bienda mulu, nekulwa imusu ikibo kudiye, dinanga dianzambi kidiaka musuika kudi. Yeye kiwa tuwale dina dianyi kumpala kwa babi samba bia bende, kiyeye uyaye wawa.
Moses, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them, and the time of the promise is near.
Mosa, ndi nzambi wa batatu bebe, ndi nzambi wa Abraham, Isaac, and Jacobo, ngavulukuni ngakabalaya, nechikondo chamule ichikari habwihi.
And I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise, and I have come down to harness you.
Nendi mumu anantatu ya chisamba chanyi, ngavulu kumula iwanyi, nkunyewu ndi mutulu kebo kukusuika nkanu.
You know what the word says? Now harness you to go down there, harness you with power, to go down there and deliver my people.
Udi mumanye chididi idiamba. Nga kusuiki nkanu bwa we uheke uyekuo kwaku, musuiki buni bukole, bwa uheke uyekuo kwaku bwa kusungile chisamba chanyi.
They got stick in your hand as a witness. Because you've seen a miracle done by it. Just like David with the slingshot.
Nenkwanga tadiko umbu di muchanza chebadi, buchi jadiki, walu wamu no chishima chidi diyo di adi jenze. Anubu David mene mene, nendundu wanyunyi, no amu noanyi.
Harnessed himself, and he went down. Finally, God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved. If people just do that today.
Musuike bumunka nu yeye mwine. Kekuweka kuyayi. Ndekelu wabionsu, nzambi wakaheta muntu, uvumumuko okele. Musuike bokudiye. Ne uvo kukayimu wakutente muka to, anu havo dija nzambi, di mutente muna. Bantu bi kalahumu wakwenza na ankulelu anda ye uswe.
Then he was his prisoner. A prisoner of love. Yoked up in the bond of love with God. As Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
Hadi badi, ukavu mwene buloku wende. Mwene buloku wadinanga. Musu kile kuchiko kedi mumonju wadinanga ni nzambi. Mufo Paul, musu kile kuchiko kedi mumonju wadinanga kudi nzambi.
Just like Paul, both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Anu mufo Paul, bonsa babidi bafabalonge shiba mumu shindu wa mumu mwe. Mosa mulonge shiba mnudiba manya wakusungi la bana ba Israel ni mubukwole babusalai.
Paul trained to take it out of the hands of the Romans and run free. By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day. Great schools of training come up under dominion.
Paul mulonge shiba wakuba hatule mubianza bia bena lomo. Nikuba vwija badi shika mine. Kubukwole buwende pune nebwa chene ntendelu habuloba muditu kwadi. Bilongo lubine ne, mwakalonge shibwa ye, mukole shila ku makasa agamaliele.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man. Both of them saw the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Both of them prophets.
Nenkubonso babidi bakaya muchihela. Kumufumabo bantu bashilanga ne. Bonso babidi bakamo ne dikunji ya kahia. Ni bonso babidi baba ba profeta. Nchabusha wanyi. Bonso babidi ba profeta.
And they both was talked to by the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Exactly right. Coming for deliverance.
ni bonso babidi bakakula na bugudi dikunji daka hia chabu sho mene mene dilo ba kuke ba musu ngidi.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert to find out, left their peoples and everything to find the will of God. See?
Kibo bobu mwa bawu kuyabu muchihela kushiyabu mbanza yabwe kuyabu muchihela bwa kujandula kushiyabu bakwabu ni bikwabu bwa kuheta diswa dya Nzambi nomo noanyi.
They were trained in one way, God changed them to another.
Bavabalonge shi bomu mushindu kampanda Nzambi wakaba shintulula kubavuja mushindu mukwabu.
And they had become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act, but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Nebivyo bikengele baloba hike muka bujima. Bwakaba yimu wakwenza malu mumu shindu wabumu wakujinga kwenze to. Kadi kwenza mumu shindu wanzambi ujenge bu wakwenza bu.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Have we got another 10 minutes to make? I'll real quickly get to another character.
Yeye uji umwe umakelele lelu toni kashidi. Tuniku netusunsa tuwa budiki mikuntua kwanyi bwa kwan baby. Nenye lukasalua mene mena wakufika kumuntu muku habu.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Ndi mwana umwe hele kumpala kwa nyimpindi yeo. Dina dienda nyosefu. Uvu mwana musungula. Uvu chimfu wa nyitihu angane cha Yesu Kristo.
He was born a prophet. He is a prophet also.
Uvu mulele mu profeta. Uvu mu profeta yei hende. Nwa mwana wanyi.
And now, he could see vision. And when he's a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne. And his brothers died.
Na nkumpindia yeye ufuma kumona dikene kumona. Na nkwa chifwa ye mwana mutekete. Kumona ye muchikene kumona. Yeye musuomba hankwasa wabutumbi. Ni bana babu babaluma bikele ba muina mina. Nwa mwana wanyi.
But what? He was kind of, he felt like he's a great guy. See? And all of them, what did God have to do? He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
Kadita angila yi, kuluwa yi, kuju mvwa yi bune uvwa muntu munene, nwamo nwanyi, bobu bonso. Kadichibu chikengela Nzambi kwenza yi nchinyi, wakenza chintu chimochimo cha kenza liba kwa bubabuachi.
Because Moses was a deliverer, Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Bwalu, Mosa uvwa musu ngidi. Polo uvumusungidi, nempindiewu Yosefu uvumusungidi, wakasungile chisamba chende kuchiole chanzala.
What did God have to do to him? Put him in prison. Amen. Have him right straight to the prison. Yes, sir?
Biakake ngaleni Nzambi ya mwenzele chinyi, kumwele mubuloko. Kumwele buludi mubuloko. Eyo wasumukaleng.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian, and they sold him to Potiphar.
Vuluka ine, wakasumbishi bo kudibana babo, kudimwene Egyptu. Na yanku baka musumbisha kudipotifa.
And a Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty. And first thing you know, that was taken from him. And there he sat in the prison, crying, God had to strip it.
Ki Potiphar kumuhandambu wabulishi kamenyi. Karika tanchaka, baka mwenye ngabu. Nankeye wakari musomba mubulo kwawa. Udila. Vubi kengala Nzambi ya muvu lecho chachi.
Now notice, but all the time I believe he in that prison, he could remember that the vision said that he's going to sit on the throne and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gift come from God. And he knew that it was had to come to pass.
Mpindia umonai, karidiba dionso ngele meji, yeye mbulo kubu inabu, ufumwa kufulu kani chikene, kumone chifwa chambani, yeye nasomba mungu wa swabu tumbi. Ni bana babu neba mwina mine, bumu vayimu manyene diha dienda, divulifu mine kudi Nzambi. Na yankufu manyene, chivuni cha kukumbana.
If we can only keep that in our mind. Yeah, but according to the word of God, in this last day, he's going to have a church. Amen. He's going to have a people. And these things that he promised, he's going to do.
Tuikala unashema wakula machimu meji. Nibilonde shile didi ya Nzambi. Buwane umatu kwa ndekelwa haa. Yei na ikale ni ekelezia. Na ikale ni tisamba. Ni maluwa kale ya ni aenza.
He's saying what? Amen. And we're living in the time. Amen. We're there. Amen. He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Locked in with him.
Yei nguwa kamba ni aenza. Nenguke tuwe tubakaji ni moyi mchile chikondwa chava. Tukadimu. Ewe janu utete bo kutufikisha kudika la bene buloko ba. Mene mene mpindye u. Bakangi la nenda munda.
You hear the old song you sing, and then I'm going to shut in with God?
Yeah,
I want to be shut in with God. Now, that's where I thought about this.
Nutubumbo musambu wakaluntu nuimbi mbaune. Nihadi badi ndi mukangile munda ni Zambi. Nemenji musukwikele mukangile munda ni Zambi. Mpindye u. Mwa mwa muke mumbu mwelele meji hacho chich.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
Mwikele mukangile munda ni Zambi. Kaku ichinga chintu nashe chimoto. Nenkutente muka anuri Zambi wambaba kutente muka. Wenza anumudi Zambi wambaba kwenza. Nwamonusu. Hadiba adudu muka angile munda ni Zambi.
Now remember, he was thinking. He also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure. It didn't work.
Mpindi evuluka ine. Yeye vowele meji. Wakaloka bidi muhangi la nubia mene menebi. Muyeye mwene. Bionso bivoye mumanya abi. Bionso bivoye mumvu abi. Nebi kwa bionso. Kuluwaye muhangi la nubia mene menebi. Kabi yuku mwakukumba na to.
He was put under a situation to where that nobody would listen to him. He was a prisoner.
Baka mubwinka mubwalu kampanda bufo muntu na shuma kayimu wakumu teleja kuto. Kwikala yimwene buloko.
See? He was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe. Do you see what I mean?
Nwamo nwanyi. Baka mubwinka mubwalu kampanda bufo bene buhidia kaba yibafuanyi na kumuita buja kuto. Ndinu mwana chindi muso kwa ambanyi.
His ministry was of no effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay attention to him in prison. What good would his ministry do?
Mudimu wende wabwambi wakashala kawine bwenze jinansha. Bantu bababa tumamutu kuluseka. Kaba yiku mwakutu mantema ya bukudie mubulo kwa muto. Mudimu wende wabwambi wumufuwa inekwikele nidi kwa chakai mwabawu.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him and walk on down the street. See? But he became a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner until the wheel got rolled up for him to say,
amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Total failure.
Uvumwa kwikele wimana kumilonda ya bulo kwa ika di kubanga kubayisha. Boba bafumwa kutungunu kanu bentaba uweke ni musesu. Nwamo nwanyi. Kadi wakalo mwene buloko. Ni Zambi kumulama mwene buloko to ni hakalo lukata kubanga kwenda bimp. Wambane muntu wanyeye wo butumbi suwe. Muhangi la nubia mene mene bi.
Finally, God can't do it in his prison. Like Paul, like all the rest of them, he came to him.
Ndeke luwa bionso, Nzambi kuluwa yekudimu buloko mufayamu. Anubu polo.
And he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there. That's right. He brought him from his prison.
Keku kwa tayi mudimu ne diha divayi mumuha. Boku muha tola montu amu. Nchabushua. Eku mumusha mubuloku mufayamu.
What did he do? As soon as he brought him from his prison, he was given power.
Amen.
By the king. His king. That he set on the fire that he was under.
Wakenza chinyi. Mwenza anumu hatule mubuloka mufayamu. Kumuhabu buko keshi kudi mfumu. Mfumu wende. Mwene kuluseka kwa kasombe ye. Mwene mwishi mwakate kibwa ye.
He was brought from the prison house and given power to whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wakumbu shibo munzu buwa bulo kwa huu, ekuhe buwa yebu kokeshi, mumu shindu wani, chonsu chivu yeye wamba, chivu ni chakwenzeka. Amen.
In his prison, he constantly remembered he was born for a purpose.
Amen.
He was going to set by a king, and all the rest of us going to bow a knee to him. His vision told him so. Amen.
Mubulo kumufayamu uvonu wenze kufulukani. Wakale di mumuki hechila kampanda. Uvoni chakwikala musomba kulisekala wafumu kampanda. Bako abubon swabu bavoni chakumutu ila yeye chinu. Kemu vochikene kumone chende chimwambila. Amen.
Amen. But before his vision could be completely fulfilled, he had to come a prisoner. Amen. And then to come a ruler.
Kadikumpala kwa chikene kumone chende kula chihata hata. Bihubi kengela kwanji kulo mwene buloko. Amen. Ne kwa shisha kula imuko keshi.
And when he come from his prison house and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he can only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Nenku haka hatuke yimunzu buwa buloku vwe yawu. Ni haka shale yimwene buloku wadidi ya nzambi. Bwomwene mwa kwamba anuchi wa nzambi uteke mukana mwende bwa kwamba yachi. Hadi badi nzambi waka kwata mudi mumunda mwende.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's prince. And his own will.
Yes.
Did you say to this mountain be moved?
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's prince.
Monai. Mosa uvoni bukole bwa kuswika bana babukalenga bapalu abu kudiswadi enda yeye. Wewa mwambile mukune uni tente muka. Uvoni bukole bwa kuswika bana babukalenga bapalu abu.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether state representatives or whatever you are.
Na nshabika la balami, anyi bakulu, anyi bika la ba, bami nyampala baditu nganyi, nipafo ba nganyi.
They are buying you. So they were bound. That was it. He could do it in his own word, his own pleasure.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Uvo ambani, ndinu suika. Habu kusuiki yebwa. Kemu vabalu nanku. Uvo mwa kuchenza kudidi enda yeye. Muva bibi musankisha mu. Amen. Butumbi kudin zambi suwe.
Oh. I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word.
Ka. Nchijine tu sunsa tu kwa bubutu sa tu nangkwa wu. Mamimu kushala muku watu kudidi anye.
Now, we find out that he become a prisoner to God. From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Mbindi ya uturitu jandula ni, yeye. Ye wakalo mwene buloku wa nzambi. Mumu kakubwene buloku buwa malu wa habuloba. Kumu kakupolo bia momo mwe. Ni Mose bia momo mwe. Kumu kakubwene buloku buwa ngele luwende yeye wa meji. Kuye kubwene buloku buwa nzambi.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses, he was surrendered it and stripped of it, he become a prisoner to Christ's word can only move wherever.
Nenku haka hatuke yi uvoni bukola bwa nzambi. Nenku hakalo ipolo ngele luwa meji wakale wa Mosa u wakamulekele la wakavudi bwayi. Kulwa yi mwene buloko wa didi ya Kristo. Uvon kutente muka nukonsu kuwa.
You say Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Uli wamba ni Kristo, wakabala bundu wa Kristo buma banji matamba mu Egypt bunene. Na nkuvu mwene buloku wa Kristo, anumuva Paul wamu.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Vuluka ine, bonso basa tu baba profeta, nwamo nwanyi. Nibiaka kengela kufudi bobo ngele luwabu bobo wa mejao. Bokumone bu mwakulo mwene buloku wajiswa ninjile bia nzambi.
And we remember now that he has power to bind at his own word. He had power to loose at his own word. He could say, I loose you in the name of my king. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hashishe tutifulukani mpindyehu. Yeye uvoni bukole bwa kusuika kudidi enda yeye. Uvoni bukole bwa kusulula kudidi enda yeye. Uvomo kwamba ni ndi kusulula mwini ndi mfumu wanyi. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes you prisoner.
of love, his son.
Amen. And he gives them power. The same thing he has.
Paulo wakavuja Yosef mwana ndo wabalume. Kilisto uduvuja benda bena buloku badina ngabu balobana benda. Ye uduba habu kole. Chintu chimwe chimwe chifai na chachi.
St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do.
Yona monsanto dikomini mwina yi kudikomini bidi. E uduungi tabuja meme. Nwamonus. Bienza di bindi mema ngenza yena bienza henda. Nenza na shibi abuni bi hitebi.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his king, who is Christ. Amen.
Mpindi ewu, mwene buloku wadi nanga dia Kristo, uji ulo mufu wadika bukole kudimfumu wende, uji Kristo. Amen.
And verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you said. Amen.
Nenkubulele ndi nwambile ne. We umwambile muku ne une tente muka. Kuyuwele mpata mumoyu webe to. Karimwika lawita bujine chiuambi achi ne chenzeka. Ne wete churi mwamba achi.
If you abide in me and my word in you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word are the same.
Mwene basomele munda mwanyi. Ne didi anyi munda mwenu. We musuiki bo kuchiko kiri chanyi. Boli ya ini didi enda badichintu chimwa.
Beginning was the word, and the
word
was made flesh
dwelt
among us. Same yesterday and forever.
Kuchibangi jilu kwa kadi diyi, ne diyi akadini in Zambi. Diyi akanda muka mubidi ni akasomo
mungechi mwetu. Umwe umwa umakelele lili toni kashidi. If you abide me, not here and there, abide me in my word and you ask what you will or say what you will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have power.
Glory.
Nwene baso mbele munda mwanyi. Ki munde muni momoto. Baso mbele munda mwai. Ni didi anyi munda mwenu. Nulomba chinu jibaswe. Anyi nuomba chinu jibaswe. Niba nwenze lechi. Uvoni bukole.
Notice, before he come out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he could meet his king.
Monayi. Kumpala kwa yeye kuhatuka. Biaka kengela kuhatuka bunende. Ne kumukungula nsuki. Bifupi kengele buandambu wa bintu bikungu dibwa kumpala kwa kumone imu wa kututakene ni mfumu wende. Nwamo nwanyi.
Oh God, sometimes takes his people out like that. And shaves a few of their own wills off. Shows them that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean. They're not liberty to do what they want to do.
Ka misangu miku wabu nzambi utuwa hatuka ni bantu benda mshindu au. Uba kungula ndambu wa disuri abu bobu. Ubaleje ni kabena kumwa kwenze, chifabububu mwa kushinga kwenze to. Ndibu maichi ni muso kwa mbachi. Kabena mubulishi kabini mwa kwenze, buchitibububu mwa kwenze to.
Before they can come into full power and be a love slave to Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
Kumpala kwa kubwele bumubukole, mukabujima. Nekula bubahika badinangati ya Kristo, bikengele baba kungule ni hashishe babaleje kubantu.
Sometimes he takes them to the deserts to do that. Amen. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one, to fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean? Brothers, we're at the end time.
Minga misangu yeye uju bangata, uyanabu muchihela, wakwenza chochachi, wakubakungula, nenguhashishe kubahatula, mulaba manyi. Bakuja kia chile kadia imu balongo lwela bakuwe kalabo. Nomo nchindi muso kwa mba chanyi. Bana betu, tukari kuchikondo chanshikijilu.
Remember all other times, what he's done. He's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him. Forsake his own.
Vuluka ine mbi kondo biko abu bionso chitu imuenza. Bitumisangu yonso bimu kengela nubwa kwa ngata muntu. Ne kumuvuija mwena buloku wende.
He had to forsake everything that he knew, forget all of his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Bivu bikengele ye kushiye bionso bikava imumanya abi, kuhomwa imishindu ya malongende onswa u, bionswa abi, bokumanya idiso ya nzambi ni kulonda nzambi.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do and God at the same time. It's too contrary one to another.
Yeye kene mwa kulonda ninchi ninchi ni chiditike ngele muntu kwenza yi ni nzambi. Musangu mwe mwa uto. Mibe ngangane bikole echi ni echi.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Kwenye mwakwikele uye ku esete ni ku esete musangu mwe mwa uto. Kwenye mwakwikele uye ku diabalume ni ku diabake musangu mwe mwa uto.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No, sir, you're either following God or following man.
Kwenye mwakwikele wenze bwalu bwimpe ni bwalu bwimpe musangu mwe mwa uto. Kwenye mwakwikele wende ulonde muntu ni nzambi musangu mwe mwa uto. To mkaleng. Anyi ujulonde nzambi, anyi ujulonde muntu.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word, to that will. No matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Mpindye uhadi ibadi hawikele wende ulonda nzambi. Mwikele mushale uko kele nzambi. Hadi ibadi udi ulo mwene buloku wa nzambi. Wadi yadi. Wadi swadi. Nanshichiji ninchinyi chukwa buchamba. We udi ulo mwene buloku wadi yadi.
Listen. We're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as the last couple of minutes is floating by.
Tele jaye, tuli kuchikondo cha nshikedilo. Nangu nijinga kuamba bwalu ebu, nikane muka abunyi, nijanga tajani mushinga, umuditu sunsa tubidi tuandekelewe tu munkechi mwakuita.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do, and must do, and will do, in this last day, is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the
floor. Tangilai. Nzambi kudanyi dimona. Chenza yi. Nechidini cha kwenza. Nechenza yi. Muditu kudande kelewe di. Nkuheta chamu chamu dimu. Chakuna wanachi. Dikengala heta chamu chamu dimu. Wakushihu la mchishu hilu.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. So, he's got to have a sharp sickle or something. Some instrument. To thrash out the grain. And the harvest is ripe.
Chidima yonswe wu, hakari uye buwa kwenza jina wajenda, bikengalikale ni chamu chamu dimu cha kwenza inachi. Wabushua, bikengalikale ni mwele mutwa, anyi chintu kampanda, chamu kampanda chamu dimu, wakushihi ulantete. Nibia hamadimi habi, bikali biboba.
God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love. Use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Zambi, tuanga takumuchanza cheb. Utuvuija basadidi basuika kumonju wajinanga jeb. Ukwatane tumudimu, buchamu chamudimu. Bwakufikisha bulo bebu, bwabubi. Bwela mulawu, butudi basombe, lelelewewe bu. Kujumvo ni Yesu Kristo ujumwe mwa umakelele lelu to ni kashidi.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His word.
Bwanyi mema mwini, nzambi, enza kubwanyi, hikala mwene buloku, hikala bana betu bonsu bambeng, hikala balunda banyi bonsu bambeng, ndimuso kuikala mwene buloku wa Yesu Kristo ni wa idi idende.
That I might be harnessed to His Word by the Holy Spirit to see the Holy Spirit make the Word of God be confirmed by the same things that He said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Bwanga mwene mwa kuikala muswiki boku di idende. Kudi nyuma mwimpe. Bwakumana nyuma mwimpe uvuize di idanzambi. Dishindika kudi bintu bimwe biakamba ini nebi enjibu wabi. Ndimuso kuikala mwene buloku wa Yesu Kristo. Tusambilai.
I wonder tonight with our heads bowed, if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing, wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Nindi konke dilolwedi nimitu yetu minyika, kihe chilaka tujinaku waku, kakuikale chintu kampanda chachana naku, anyi hamuahe chintu kampanda chituri, bafuwa nila kudelele mejachi, kuikale chintu chabudisu. Ndindi kongani, katuwe naku bafuwa nile mumu shindu kampanda, kuchiteka kuluseka.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be When I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Beu, dulo luedi, ukenza kana wambani, memewu, hanga kola, nengi kala chintu kampand.
I wonder if you can feel the will of God move in your life and say, no, no, my ambitions are lost now.
Ndindi konke ni udiku mwa kumvo diswa di anzambi di kwa tamu di mumusu ombelu webe wamba ni to, aha, ndi tui hachila tuanyi tuajimi nyimpindi ewu.
The last few days the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Kacha nukubangi lama tukumakesa mashala nyuma mwimpe mwakula nanyi. Ndi muso kudilekelela kudi nzambi bwa kuikala chamu cha mudimu cha kushihula nachi bwa ditu kudiandekelwe di.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of her fine lady character, or maybe be a pretty little missus, or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
Nsonga kaji kampa nda mufu wanyine kuikala ni tuihachila tuangike jiluwa inabanzo wa malumi mpanyi. Anyi hamuaha tuwa kuikala kama ndemozele kakuisu kulenga. Anyi hamuaha tuwa kwenza kumpala kutu ya yeku ni Hollywood ikala kwenda kudi udila.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Ndi konke ni kwenda kumwa kuswa mpindie u kwenza buwani. Kihe chile kine kebaku kakokele mubwika dibu anzambi ne di diende. Kumvo kudibi kile di anzambi munso mbelu webe wewe. Nzambi ngurimumanye ni wewe udinganyi.
I wonder if there'd be a minister close or a servant or worker somewhere in church. I just get in here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I just a little handful that's here.
Ndindi konka ne nkufuwa yine kukwikala mwambi habu yaha anyi musadidi mwene mwajimu wa mwekelezi ya mwaba kampanda. Meme ntumbwele mwabe uha yinaka kumusangu ne kumusangu nchena mwanyi chabisa tuchimwe chabantu badiba sombo mwabe uha abato dilo lwedi kadindi dianza di kesa di abantu bat mwabe wab.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says. I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach His word regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out. I'm still going to stay with that word. I'm going to do it.
Ndindi konke ne nkufuwa yine kukwikala muntu wa mushindwa u. Mufuwa yine kukwikala nidiswa di akwamba ni. Nchene bwalu ne tidi ninganyi wamba nasha. Ndi muhika wa nzambi pindie u. Meme ne nyisha didi enda, nchi imbi tangila kuto. Na shabio bine, bulongolo di buanyi budi bungi hata, meme ne shala nuni di adi. Ketchingenza.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by His grace and help. I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Diswa janyi, ndiswa janzambi. Diswa janzambi, kidyanyi diswa. Nengi kala mwena buloko wa Yesu Kristo, kungasa ni kujukuwa chisha dende, nenchenze. Elangana meji habu alu abu, hatu jinimitu yetu minyi kaha.
How many has got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. I surrender all. With our heads bowed now, slowly now, as you think it over now, as you pray.
Mbanga nyibajini kiha chila kudilo lwedi. Swaku wele chansa mulu. Kanyi hanyi kiha chila mkoku wako. Ndinda kelele bionsu, ne mitu yetu minyi kampindiewu, bitekata mpindiewu, haudwelanga na meja chocha hu, haturitu sambilaha. Ndinda kelele bionsu. Ndinda kelele bionsu. Bionsu kudwewe. Musungi diwanyi, ubene shibwe. Ndinde kelele bionso. Ndinde kelele.
I want to be a prisoner.
Take me, Lord. Take me down to the potter's house tonight and break me all up and mold me over again.
Wudi wambila muchabusho wanyi. Ndi muso kwikela mwena buloko. Ndi ngangata mukaleng. Ngangata uweka nanyi kwa mufu imbidi lolwedi. Umpandu le tuhesa tuhesa mema yonso. Umfu imbulu le kubinu eku. Kudi wewe musungi di wanyi ubele shibwe. Ndi ndekele le bionso.
Heavenly Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I'd break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Tatu wa mujulu, bumudi musambu mutungu nukane kuimba, mvangele mejini bijini mushinga di, baditu liedi, bwa meme kubwele la hamwina musambu wawu,
as the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with like if this is our last opportunity to do it.
Bumudi bantu munkechi mwakwelanga na meji hani, ndinde kelele bionsu, tatu, swakubwa tuenze chochechi, bienze buni euke wetu mpunga wande kelu wakuchenze.
Let us come with sincerity. Come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His Word, yoke us up together with it. God's Word.
Swakubwa tuloni meji matoke, tulokumesa mukaleng, bumwakadibi, nebilamba bisukula. Misuke misukula, disone diswa disukula, tuihetile tusukula, wakudile kelele tuetu bine. Nenkunzambi angate diidiende, mwikele utuswika kajia kuchuko kedichi mwanadi, diidi anzambi adi.
And may the Holy Spirit take us now, as we hear the yoke click around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you to your word.
Nenkusu wakubwa nyuma mwimpe atuanga tampindi ewu. Hatri tumwa chiko kerichi tutakana kunyungulu kilu wa myo yetu ne. Kubangi lanu di lolwedi. Ndi kukwata kudidi ebe.
Now, don't think your own thinking. Think my thought. Think my will. I will lead. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Mpindi ewu kwikadi wele meji ebe wewe to. Wikala wele meji anyi. Wikala wele meji adiswa di anyi. Mema nengu lombole. Nzambi, kumbaja kubualu abu, wakwikala budila bula, kudi muntu ne muntu wakutudi.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be a husband and wife.
Bansonga babitenda, badibasomba mwabe waba, mulumani muka jende. Nibaku abu badibajinga kushala, mulumani muka jende.
This older man sitting here, this minister, been along the road.
Kudibantu bakulumba basomba mwabeu, bika la bambi, bakadi mumwine njileu, nenku.
Lord, just for the Neville, ah. It's getting way up on the ladder. Yep. Our days are being numbered now.
Mukalenga kimwane tunevile nye yeu, meme. Nye utukari tukafika kulu kwa chibandilu. Matu kwetu ngowa akadi mabalampindi yeu.
Our steps are made more careful in what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Bie tu bie tu kari tu biele nimbe biabuni kuita mutwo tu biele. Turi tuanje kutangi le bimpa mwa bamuine uturi tu diat. Katu chene kabidi tu diat tamakasa hanshi neri tu ishiboto bwanga kuilo mumu bidie wu bumutu wakale wawa.
Lord, as we see that more of life is fading out, and none of our footsteps are sure without you got our hand.
Kadi mukaleng, haturi tumona moyi wachi fwa kau wenda ubiti dila. Ninguka kwenye na shedi mwedi akumaka sayetu, didi mwakutu ibo hanshi, niditu ishi ibo kuyoye mutu kwa ata kuchanza to.
Now God take us, will you? Take our hearts and our will in your own hand and let us become prisoners tonight. to the Word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Mpindi unzambi tuanga taku uri kumuswani anga temyo yetu ni diso dietu muchanza chebe wewe mwine na nkutu vuisha bene buloko dilo lwedi ba diyi ba Kristo swa kubwa tuikele ni nsombeli wadi fwana di anzambi mwabeu.
These women, these young women, these young men, boys and girls, surrender their lives, Lord.
Swa kubwa bakajaba, bansonga kajaba, bansonga lumaba, bana babalumani babakaji, balekele nsombeli wabu mukalenga.
And may their ambitions become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of His divine grace and will. Grant it, Lord.
Ne kiha chila kabo, kalwa kiha chila kakusajila Yesu Kristo. Ne tuetu tulwa mwene buloko wangasa nijiswabia bunzambi buende. Enza kuna nkumukalenga.
It's all I know to do, Lord. These little broke up words. And I trust that you will put them together rightly.
Kechonsu chindi mumanyi mwakwenzachi, mukalenga. Tumei tukese tuko soloketu, ne ndi ndinge yemene ni wewe ne ututuangaje. Umushindu li ukumbana.
Because it's hot in here, and people want to listen, but it's real warm, and many have to go home and go to work early. But may those seeds just lay into their heart a prison.
Bwalu mujulu yelukole mundemu. Ne bantu mbaso kuteleja. Kajulu yendu hita. Ne bikengela babu ni balu kile mumabo. Bwakuye boku midi mkumpala kwa diba. Kadisu waku bwa maminu au ashala mumyo yi abune. Mwene buloko.
Go home and say to the wife as they before they get ready to get down and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside. Look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ and His will, or do we work through our own will?
Muntu alukile muenda, kambile muka jende, hadibo, kumpala kwa bobo, kujilongolole buwakuya, bukubinu, buwakusambila, mumahinga jemu, anyi mujilo lwemu, kuluseka lwabulalu, batangilangala euni eu, bambani, munanga wanyi, wamonubishi buwachocha, chijilo lwedi. Tuka hadibalo chabushu wa bena buloko bakilisto ni badiso jendanyi, anyi tujituku watamudimu kudiso jetutuetu.
They young men and young women everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Swakuba bansonga lumani bansonga kajimiaba yonso, nanga abe wabitelije mukenje ujilo lwedi. Badele lukonku lumolumualu ne. Ndine diso ja kulo mwene buloko. Mwikala ndekela nsombelu wanyi me manyi.
He that saves his life shall lose it. But he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Ujula minyina moyu wenda ni ya ujimije. Kadi wajimije moyu wenda babu alubu wanyi ni ya uheta.
Father, we know that it's become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find yours, and we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Tatu tulibamanya ne mbwena kwamba ne kulomwene buloko weba wewe. Kujimisha tuiha chile tuetu, ni majinga yetu tuetu, bwa kuheta yeba wewe, hadi ibadi impatuji ni moyo wa chendelele. Enza kuna nkumukaleng.
Only thing I know is to commit it now into your hands, and may it become fruitful and bring forth great, a great tools for the last day harvest.
Chintu chumwele chindi mumanye, nchakufile buwalue bumpindie muchanza chebe. Na nkusu waku buwabufile biheta bimpe biabunyi, ni buhatule biyamu biyamudimu binene, buwajino wa, jakuditu kujandekelu.
Man and women, boys and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to His love. Shackled with fetters of divine love to Christ. We asked it in His name.
Balumeni bakaji, bana babalumeni babakaji, badilekelele mukabu jima kudiswa di anzambi. Bikala balobene buloko ba Yesu Kristo, ba dinanga diende. Bele biyamu ni inka nukumakasa di adinanga di anzambi kudi Kristo. Tulitulomba nunku mujina diende.
Ah.
Ndi, ndi. ndekelele bionso. Toujours qu'il aille koulou. Ndinde kelele bionso. Bionso kudu wewe. Wanyi.
Let's just say that again with her eyes closed and her hands up.
Tuambulu na icho chachi. Babu ito kuisu ni bianza biele mulu. Ndinde kelele bionso. Ndinde kelele bionso. Bionso kudu wewe. Musu midwani. Ndinde shibwe. Ndinde kelele bionso.
Now if we'll bow our head and before the dismissing song is sung, I'll take the name of Jesus with you.
Mpindi ewu, butetu mwa kwenyika mitu, ne kumpala kwa musambu, walitangala jangana na ukwimbi bowu, wani anga tijina dia Yesu, wenda nadi.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon us.
Nendomba ne nemwane tuwa balume udia hewo. Ndi muha dina dienda moi. Mwane tuwa baka juwafiri bujadiki ibo achekene kumwana cha midi mamikale imuweke lau. Uvamondo hibu au. Nenkufuluka ine mwenza anu utangile hanyi manyi chibu ikilo achichia. Dita buja dienda nilidienza bualu wabwadi. Wewe ututanga leje nilisambila. Nankus mwane tuwa balume. Nenku ulomba mabene shanza ambi hambidi hetu.